F you. Good morning. Good morning. What's shaking? Not a whole lot. Just making my way back in for the last day of the week. I've got my 2730 in a truck that's going to go to UPS today, and then it is weekend time. What about you? And about the only thing on my radar is my granddaughter's birthday tomorrow. Other than that, Hudson, I got some antenna work I keep putting off. I should probably get around to. This weather's holding up, eh? It's supposed to be up in the upper 70s today. Just gorgeous, but fall is here. Who knows how long it's going to roll. I would like to see 70 and rainy for about 2 weeks, and then I'm ready for whatever the hell happens after that. Get that grass to take hold. The front yard, probably, I don't know, 75-80% looks freaking awesome, but like really needs a good rain to thicken it up and get all the patches to fill in because I need to overseed one more time. And then the backyard, nothing's really happened. I got a little bit growing around the house, but we concentrated majority of our efforts of watering and whatever else you do with grass in the front, which is fine, right? Because that's what people see. The kids don't really care what's going on in the backyard, but now we got to focus on the back. Well, I understand that it'll lie there dormant and over the winter if we get snow. You know, that'll help entrench it, but it'd be nice if you had it seeded and growing, but I think winter will do a lot for that with the snow, so you might come spring and have a nice full lush lawn. WARCY. Good morning. Fingers crossed. That's what I'm hoping for. It's better than where we were. We don't have any major projects coming up other than a shed and a deck. So I don't know when those are going to happen. Hopefully at least a shed next year, maybe a deck. But yeah, the grass is a big thing. And then I'm picking up 350 foot of pipe. I got to relocate my neighbor's sump discharge across my yard and then fix that. Once that's done, it's really just being a homeowner again, thank God. Good morning, Donald. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I heard Sean mention something about his daughter's granddaughter's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday to her. She's born on, I guess, a good day, from my perspective, that is. And I have not been on the radio much lately because I am getting some major overhaul work done by my friendly dentist. So, I was in the dentist's office most of the day yesterday, and I have to go back for round two on Monday, and this is going to be, just like road construction, a work in progress between now and till the end of the year.
I hate the dentist. Ugh. Oh, well. Good luck with that. Anywho, I need to get in, that much I know, and I've not been into my, I got a new provider, or I should say new insurance that makes me pick a new provider, so I've not been to the new facility or the new place yet, so not looking forward to that, but I am the biggest baby when it comes to the dental work.
I've not been in at least 8 years, and I need to go. I've just been spoiled my whole life and never really had to deal with it. But, I don't know. I need to go.
Well, I came across this dentist just prior to COVID, and he's over here in Hazel Park, about my 9 mile in John R. area. And he's just really, really good. But like Sean mentioned, biggest thing for me in the last, since post-COVID, is I've got a new insurance company or carrier, and as some of you may know, I had cataract eye surgery in 1994 and got both eyes done, and after 25 years of wearing glasses, my vision's almost perfect. Don't wear glasses anymore. And what I thought was an eye of sinus infection in my head and cheek actually was an impacted dental problem, and figured that out, and I went and saw the dentist, and I took a quick look at it. Had work done yesterday. I was there for about 2 hours, and then on Monday I go back, get more work done, and then we got a whole plan worked out to have everything done by the end of the year in a series of visits, and we'll just schedule them as we can with the holidays coming up and everything, and hopefully by the end of the year, that'll all be caught up and done.
Yeah, well, I got one tooth I know. I need some work. I should get in. So one carrier I had, or insurance provider I had, they're both really similar, both insurances. We can pick one of two. One of them lets me go just about anywhere I want, but it has like a $1,000 a year cap on what they'll provide. And the other one, I have to go to a very specific set of dentists, you know, in a system, kind of like an HMO almost, but teeth-like. But they'll provide, it was unlimited. You know, it's all co-pays, but it was unlimited. And they pay the bulk by a long shot. I think they reduced that one to $5,000 or $10,000 or something like that. So the biggest reason I switched was $1,000. You know, hell, you can't get hardly nothing done. And you tap that out. So I switched to the other one, but I got to go to that. And, like, you know, that dental chain or whatever the hell it is that that provides that particular insurance. Ah, well. We'll see. I got a tooth I got to go in and get done, and I just, they never numb me up. They always, you know, I don't mind the shots at all, but I can't take the drilling. The drilling is just agonizing, and they never, doesn't matter what they do. I've had 3-4 shots, and it doesn't matter. I can still feel it like, you know, just they're hitting the raw nerve. And I had one time somebody went in and hit whatever they were supposed to hit, and they did an extraction, and it was no deal. And it was like, well, I'll be damned. You know, there can be dental work without excruciating pain. Huh. $1,000 is their annual two cleanings and x-rays, and that's about all you're getting out of that. And real quick too, the names you messaged me the other day, were they trying to get access to something? Is that what that was about? I thought about that after the fact.
Enough about my dental issues right now. Sean, go ahead. You can answer Dakota.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand what you said. Somebody said about access. Yeah, you sent me a message on Facebook asking if I knew a handful of people, and I was just curious if they were trying to get in a Discord or something. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, so they both, you know, wanted to friend me on Facebook or something like that, and one of them mentioned you, so I wanted to find out if he was okay. I don't want to, I don't know who the other knucklehead is. I think he's just somebody, some arbitrary guy from one of the groups, you know, like GMRS or something. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, one or both were somebody you could vouch for.
Yeah, the one I've talked to a handful of times, I think
I'm pretty sure I've met in person, so he's all right. He's a good guy. Aspiring new ham. Other one, I have no idea. All right. Well, I friended the one you said you knew, and the other one I think I denied. Because I think it was just somebody out of one of the GMRS groups asking me a bunch of GMRS questions about how do I do this or how do I do that. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get involved in this. So it's not been a bastion of righteous operators. I mean, I know he's getting painted with a broad brush there. I don't know the guy. The fact that he reached out probably makes him a cut above, but whatever. All right. I did from that one, I think it was Shane or something like that. So, enough on that. NABDF. Yep, that was my curiosity, that's all.
KE8VSI.
Go ahead, Greg, get the new toy, and he's always out here now.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How's the Friday drive time? Not much going on here, just putzing away at my desk. I talked to Captain Don last night on a really far away repeater. Haven't heard from him in months, and caught him on the International Space Station repeater. So that was kind of cool.
Good morning, Greg. W8RCY is here. Yeah, that's cool. I do follow Captain Dondo on his YouTube channel, but yeah, I was going to say something, and then I'm going to jump out. Sean, I will be at breakfast tomorrow morning. Some of my plans for tomorrow have changed, so if you can, if you're in the area, you can swing by, I'd appreciate it, and also remind me to mention something to you about GMRSers. There's somebody that's on waves. Using a GMRS call sign on the amateur waves, and I'll talk to you tomorrow about that in the morning. All right, everybody, I'm going to bow out. I got to do some catching up because I had a long day yesterday. Everybody have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch up with you later. W8RCY.
Okay,
I don't know if you heard me or not, Sean. Did you hear me, or did my internet drop out?
This is the first I'm hearing you.
Okay, you having problems with the drilling and not being numb enough? That's just all in your head, buddy.
Oh, no it ain't.
I would even jump back in and argue with that because the dentist I have right now has done some extraction work pre-COVID, and it's the reason why I switched dentists now, because I have all this dental work, road construction going on between now and the end of the year. So, no, I would even argue that one. W8RCY.
No, that wasn't open for argument or discussion. I was just saying it's all in his head. Over.
Well, technically you're right. Right, Dakota? It is all in my head. That's what I was trying to decipher between. Was it, was that what he was going for, or was he saying it's actually, like, you know, mentally all in your head?
Answer that. Yes, I was.
Final comment. I had eye surgery last year on both eyes, and somebody slicing my eye open, that was more scarier than facing a drill, but now I get the gist of the joke, and yeah, but I can recommend a good eye surgeon, and I can also recommend a good pain-free dentist. All right, with that, I'm done. W8RCY. We'll see everybody down the road.
See you later, Donald. So, Greg, this 9700, you're using a vertical and you're working satellites. It's working okay?
Yep, it's working great. Got a piece of software for my Mac that tracks all the different satellites and automatically adjusts for the Doppler effect on both UHF and VHF because there's, you know, the uplink's different than the downlink. And it's full duplex, so while I'm talking, I can actually hear myself when I'm hitting the repeater okay. Yeah, it works out quite well. It's not as good as a directional antenna, which someday I may have, but for now, it's a new toy, and I'm liking it.
I love kind of got me rethinking a satellite,
but it's a keeper. I love that radio. I'll tell you, if somebody's looking for one, I've heard rumors that of one for sale that would be, you know, if you don't need to buy brand new, it'd probably be the best aftermarket one or best secondhand one you could ever get.
Would they want to trade for a 710 in cash?
Probably not, but you never know.
Just a shot in the dark.
Yeah, the one thing
Dakota, if you're going for a base station,
the only thing I think is that 9700 is they didn't give it any kind of expanded receive. And if that thing would have had a little bit of expanded receive, I think it would be, you know, almost the best radio at its, well, it is still the best radio at what it does. I can't think of anything that does 2 meter, 1296, and 440 all mode. A lot of people say, well, it should have 220. That was blah, 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 you know, but, well, 220 is not an international band, you know, 1296 is. So if you're going to have three, it makes a lot of sense for it to be, you know, 2, 432, and 1296. 902 and 6 be nice, but, you know, those just aren't international bands like the other three. But, yeah, good stuff. I love mine, and the one I know of is going to be a really good deal for somebody. So, all right, let me order my coffee here. I won't be, I'll be within an earshot, and I'll be right back after I get through the window here. W8FU, Dakota.
Well, let me know when that comes up, Sean. And Greg, the ability to hear yourself double and stop is freaking awesome. Go ahead.
That's only when I'm doing the satellites, because you're transmitting on one band and receiving on another. The reason I just did it now, when Sean and I keyed up at the same time, is I happen to have the dashboard in front of me on my screen, and I saw it all lit up. I'm like, oh, golly, I'm doubling with somebody. So that's what happened there.
That makes sense. I was going to say, that's a sick radio. Oh, fun fact, 878 could not unlock it with RT systems. I had to use any zone options.
All right, good to know. KE8BSI.
Yeah, not that that's something that anyone does ever, but figured anyone listening buying an 878. So yeah, I'm going to have to mess around with DMR this weekend. I got three DMR radios now. I went from one to three. You have an 878 as well? Funny story is I've had a handful of them. The last one I bought I planned on keeping, but I had a bad, I don't know if it was a bad audio board or bad speaker, but it just always sounded blown. So I returned it, then buy another one, and then I had two before that that I sold. I think I had an 878 UV2 and then an 878 UV2 Plus. And then I bought one on Gigaparts, but then I canceled it right after. I emailed them. It was like Saturday night or Sunday night. I'm like, yeah, you know what, never mind. I'm going to get a mobile instead. So I canceled it, ordered the 9600 on Amazon, get confirmation from Gigaparts that they canceled it, and then it showed up at my house yesterday. So I'm like, you know what, screw it. This is an awesome radio. So I just ended up opening up programming it. So yes, I have an 878, an MB9600, and an RT3S.
So if you you canceled it and got confirmation that it was canceled, then it showed up, did you pay for it?
Yep, unfortunately. And that's kind of what I said, too. I kind of got snippy with the guy. I'm like, really, dude? Like, you said it was canceled, which means it wasn't canceled, because I still got it and I still got charged. So you guys are just lying anytime you tell me that you canceled my order.
Yeah, something seems a little off there, but oh well, it probably would make it right anyway, so I was just curious because it did sound a little wonky.
What I get for not ordering through DXE.
Oh well, I love my 878, I think it's a great little radio. I mean, I'm not, you know, so enamored with it that I believe there's nothing else that could fill its role, but I think it's a great radio for the, you know, for what it does. And that's actually my only DMR radio that I, you know, I have, you know, like I've got this radio I'm talking on now is a XPR 5550 handheld control head. And I've got, you know, 7550 Motorolas that I use all the time, but those are not mine. And when I join the unemployed, I will have to consider getting something more. That's why I'm actually considering that tape. That would allow me to do everything I need. I have one, I've got one mobile to rule them all. Handhelds I can grab, you know. You know, I've got a Fusion handheld, a P25 handheld, a DMR handheld, you know, and all that stuff. But to have one good mobile that does everything I need would be pretty cool, but man, it's a lot of money. Yeah, where you're at, you have that flexibility of you can use an HD for pretty much 95% of what you want to do. I'm envious of that because I would much prefer to use an HD instead of being stuck to a vehicle or a desk.
Yeah, I'm about half and half. I can do a lot with a handheld. Some of it's kind of fringe. And the other half, I definitely need mobile or the base. But, yeah, being down a little bit further south, you can do a lot more. So, yeah, you got to be crazy up there. You need something to punch no matter what. KEABSI.
You know, if there was a site up there that made sense, you know, we could get something on network, but you know, just where would we be talking? And you know, it's just not that's the thing. And you know, height's everything. Yeah, you know, otherwise, you know, you just put up your own node and you put up one that has a little bit of legs, and you know, that allows you to run around, you know, in a town, stuff like that.
Trust me, every time I'm driving through Imlay, because Imlay's got so much elevation and it's pretty barren, there's not any, I can't say there's no interference, but there wouldn't be any physical objects that are obvious that would cause issues. I keep looking for an area out there where it would make sense, or a building that you could put a tower on. There is Imlay City PD, but I don't know if anyone knows anyone there, or if they play ball or what, but... I always joke, every time I look at a heat map, like, my area is just empty.
I think you should fill up your property with big, tall towers. Take care of that whole situation for the entire area.
Yeah, that. So most repeaters you'll find have, you know, the person that is responsible for them, they have some geographical interest in the particular, you know, it's either where they work or where they play or where they live or, you know, something like that. You know, Richmond for me was it's not really my area at all, but, you know, I get up there enough, and really it was a matter of opportunity. And
and there was a significant need up in that area, in my opinion. So that's why that one. And I also, you know, Pontiac's not my area, but I am actively trying to find anything in that area and get something going out that way. But and that's a need as well. You know, I you know, a lot of the people I care about are out that way. So and so I want to get something out there. And Grosse Pointe, you know, it's I got a site there. It's ready to go. I gotta get a climber, and I got a machine for the points. And that's another self-interest, you know, thing. But you know, I like to say it's for Anthony. But I got my own motives. All right, I just pulled up to the shop. I'm going to get inside. I'll be transitioned over to the other radio in a few. Catch you then. W8FU.
Siemens guys, they got Siemens spread all over the state. That's not where they work or play usually.
Can they spread some Siemens and Emily?
Maybe.
That's still too northwest.
I don't know. It doesn't cover a mole?
I can get Burnside on my base. I haven't tried it. Well, I don't have a DMR mobile. But anything around me is 25 watts or more with elevation.
Well, Burnside, you shouldn't have any problem from Emily City, unless you're in the bottom of the valley.
I'm about 4 miles south of 69 off of 53, a little bit west of it.
Yeah, one of the Lapeer guys is out there somewhere, Metamore, I don't remember where he said. Not Metamore, is it Metamore? I don't know. The one starts with an M, he's supposed to have a high spot out there. We were going to put a remote receiver out there, just never did.
Yeah, probably Metamore. That, talk about elevation, Metamore is way up there, too.
Ain't W good.
I mean, you know, we can put a remote receiver up wherever we got internet, so Mayville's already set up with an RTCM, so that part of it's done. It's just the receiver in part, getting our purchasing an RTCM and all that, you know, putting it online. But if you can hear Mayville, that'd probably be the thing to do.
Well, if I ever get my antenna outside on a tower, I'll volunteer it.
I guess I'll step back a step and say, or ask, can you hear Mayville? Just not get in?
I might not have a program right. I tried keying it up yesterday on a new radio. There's a handful of them. I know there's the GMRS 600 and 550. 550 I can get in with 1 watt from my house. So I imagine if the other ones are even close to that, I shouldn't have any problems.
Frequency, I don't remember. Is that 550? Is that our Mayville frequency?
Mayville GMRS, there's 550 and 600.
When I was doing all my driving and was out in that area, that Mayville repeater for ham, 443-775, it did a really good job. I'd be surprised if you couldn't hit that with an HG Dakota.
We only have one GMRS frequency in Mayville. We started on one frequency, and then we ended up moving it to make room for something else. I don't remember what it was, Saginaw, or I don't know, but if it's 550 and that's when you get in on a handheld, that's on the same antenna as 775, so there you go.
I wonder if the 600 died when you guys put up that other Detroit GMRS repeater then.
Other guys, I can't remember what it's called, but he pulled one up, like, two or three weeks before we put the Mayville one on. Yeah, you turned that off. But that's the one you're talking about, and you switched that over to supposedly a commercial setup. I don't know. I didn't follow it.
I did see some Emily City portable repeaters. Is that the one you're talking about that was on that frequency?
I missed part of what you said or what you asked.
When I was programming my radio yesterday, I was on my GMRS, and there was a 462-600, and it was labeled like Emily City Portable Repeater or something, some guy. Is that what you were talking about?
No, there was another guy, I think his name was Dan. He had put a GMRS repeater up in Mayville, or by Mayville, and like 2 or 3 weeks before we put the MI-8 up in Mayville. And that's the one that, it worked pretty good, but he chose to switch it to a commercial setup, I think. I don't know exactly what happened, but that one went away.
Oh, that explains why I can't open it. I will try the, 442-775?
775, PO of 100.
All right, I'll try it this afternoon. Greg, you said that thing was pretty damn good wherever you were out there?
Yeah, I was traveling in that area and north all around there and east. And Sean said, give that one a whirl, or somebody told me to. And picked it up, and it had a really good footprint. So I, for some reason, I remember that one. So it'd be worth giving it a shot. But matter of fact, I'm gonna punch that one in my video here and see if I can hit it.
Can you hear and get into Burnside from home on the handheld or no?
I was able to when I hooked up my little RT3S to my base antenna. I don't think I'll be able to outside. The test that I got, I was a little bit of packet loss into it from the base antenna, which is a GP3. So I'm pretty sure if I go outside with an HD, it's not happening.
Yeah, like, if you can hear Mayville, you just can't get into the handheld in the house or whatever, you know. You wanted to donate the money, we can get an RTCM and, you know, GPS and get that set up. Find a spot either at your house or, you know, somewhere, throw it up. Don't mind doing stuff like that, but don't have an unlimited checkbook, so it's hard to please everybody.
Nope, I hear that.
Hey, man, as long as you're putting...
Yep. He was on C11 coverage yet, but I didn't hear what you said.
I just asked how much does something like that run.
I think what he gets for the RTCM is $249, I think, and then $70 for the GPS.
And then it just ties into my antenna, and that's it?
It's a receiver. I mean, you could set it up to do full duplex, but you set it up as a remote receiver and then a voting remote receiver, and then you give it an antenna that make sure the GPS has got signal and throw the internet on it, and it's got to have good internet. You know, those are the three key components for making it work.
All right, we might have to have an off-air conversation about this because I'm willing. I have Starlink and I have Spectrum, so I've got redundant internet, and I've got UPSs as well, so and generators, so I can keep it running.
Yeah. things. I mean, you can hear any of the repeaters as long as they're tied together. Did you hear Sean's or no?
Yeah, I can pick up Romeo and Richmond with little issue. Richmond's pretty strong, especially in the wintertime. Romeo's eh. But George is getting out is a problem I have. Hearing's not too bad.
Even if you had, if the system was all tied together, you know, not during mic on or any of that, but, well, I mean, there's a bunch of different things you could do. You could just put a note at your house, you know, an All-Star note, or if you did it at RTCM, you could transmit into Mayville and, you know, listen on one of Sean's and just figure out what the offset is, that offset in your radio, and, you know, there's all kinds of different things that you can do to make it work. Just depends on, you know, if you want to put a remote receiver there or, you know, what you want to do.
I guess I could build another All-Star node. But then last time I did that, I had a ton of interference between my clear node and it. And I prefer to do, I mean, I guess it is over the internet regardless. I was going to say, I just prefer to do RF if possible.
Price of them are $289.
How big are those units? Are they, like, rack-mounted? Are they small, like, little mini PC size or what? Because my, the way my coax is currently ran, it's into my master bedroom.
The RTCM is about the size of a pack of cigarettes, the old pack of cigarettes. Maybe slightly larger, and then you'd have a radio, you know, and then you'd have to have a power supply, a controllable power supply to power it. Doesn't take much for power, because, you know, you're only receiving, so. That's pretty much it.
Well, I have all of that at my desk where the coax is terminated, so that's good.
Pretty sure there used to be $249, but yeah, I just looked on the website. You got it there, $289. They're $389, but you get $100 off for amateurs, so they're $289. And then I think the GPSs were like $70 for the Garmin, because you got to have a special one that's got the one pulse per second and the information on it, so. Not too bad.
If you don't mind, send me the links. I'm going to check it out. I might even order one today then.
Google RTCM Thin Client from Micronode.
Okay. I'll check it out. I'm going to head in right now and pull it up on the computer. But, yeah, I think for that cost, it's not a bad deal. Even if I got to put another cheap antenna or something, a smaller antenna or whatever, antenna's $100 up in my attic.
Hey. Yeah, I don't know. Haven't heard much from that guy, Metamora Paul, but Lapeer Club. I don't know. But, a lot of it has got to do with time and money, you know. Pretty much what it's all about.
I was going to say, what's the name of the game here? Is it just pay to play?
Yeah, pretty much. Try to make it better for everybody, but like I said, you only do so much. There's only so much time and, you know, so much money to buy stuff.
Nope, I get that. All right, I'm going to clear out. I'm going to go look those up right now, and I'll hit you up on Discord. At ADDF, I'll be clear.
Hey. Give it up to there.
KF8CWF. New call sign is W8 Bravo Papa Delta.
There goes the neighborhood.
You finally got your call, eh? You were talking about it last night.
Yes, sir. On the 18th day, they said I could have it. Good morning, Donald. I heard your smart remark, too.
It's the only way I know how to congratulate people. Morning, Tom.
Morning, Donald. And the neighborhood went downhill after I got on the FBI network. Consider that I monopolize it on a daily basis.
Oh, I thought you were like Jack and you just got commissioned every time you keyed up and got on the air like he was with his Nagoya antenna campaign.
Affiliate link below.
2.
Brian, what is it? WA8PD, Bravo Papa Delta?
That is correct.
Sweet. So I got, you are going to remember Phil's is Whiskey PR, I think. Or is it K8PR? Yeah, something like that.
Unless it's changed again, it's still K8PR.
Are you working, Brian?
One might say that. I'm working at the church. I'm finishing up installing all these new computers. Right now, I'm just waiting for some stuff to finish downloading to the last computer.
Yeah, have fun with that. I know Donald is working on his second cup of coffee.
Actually, I just finished my second cup, and it's the last one of the day. I'm making up for yesterday because I had some emergency dental work I had to get done. And now I look at between now and the end of the year, I'm going to have some major road construction done dental-wise between now and the end of the year. So that's what's going to tie up my remaining 3 months of the year starting Monday.
A couple off ramps and a new bridge.
Yeah, we haven't finalized the mapping of what we're going to do just yet. I had about 22 x-rays done yesterday, 22 somewhere in there. And we mapped out a strategy, but if you recall, when I went to India, I thought I had a sinus infection that was killing me, and it turned out to be an impacted or bad tooth. And but I got through the weekend okay, and then Wednesday morning, I was having breakfast, and I cracked the tooth right out and called the dentist, and they said, well, you need to get in now, or you come in first thing tomorrow morning. That's what I ended up doing yesterday morning. So I was actually in the dentist chair at 8:15 in the morning, and had a whole bunch of work done. Like I said, all the x-rays were taken, and then we had a consultation on what we want to do. And thankfully, I have wonderful insurance, and we're going to get a lot of this done between now and the end of the year, with a little bit of touch-up stuff going into next year. So, yeah, it's all good, and I trust this dentist. So I'll just say, have at it. Let's do it. I'm not getting any younger.
You didn't need that tooth. It was overrated.
Yeah, tell that to the other, what, how many you got in here? 32, 33, whatever the number is, 34? Yeah. You got one with an ego. Yeah, I'm sorry, you got to go. And unfortunately, he had two predecessors that went before him, and a third one that left the family due to a softball collision. God, that was 17 years ago. But knock on wood, I played hockey for, 12, 13 years, and I never lost a tooth, and then everything went downhill after that softball accident.
Yeah, the only thing I'm missing is my wisdom teeth. That's it. I got all the other chompers. KKKGO.
How is your computer doing, Brian?
Oh, they're all in, except for my wife. And that's the one I'm working on. I got to add printers to a couple of them so that they can print to the right printer, because there's like six printers on the network. But other than that, everything's coming along great. I will be done today.
You're such a good husband.
Remember, I saw the updated Macomb County ARPS, whatever it is, sheet. I saw some updates for you there, so congratulations as well. So you get a call sign and a promotion all in one day. And you're getting computers running great. You couldn't ask for a better day. You going to be at breakfast in the morning?
Well, I'm planning on it if the world doesn't fall out from underneath me today after all that praise I just received.
Well, I wasn't planning on coming because I was going to go out for the day out of town for service tomorrow. But we decided to stay home and we're going out for a really good steak dinner. And since, you know, I'm not paying for it and the other person's birthday is coming up next week, we decided to do steak instead of going out to Frankfurt. And so I'll be around for breakfast in the morning. I'll probably not eat much because I'm planning on picking out tomorrow night for sure.
Yeah, but you can't not eat breakfast, otherwise your stomach starts to shrink up. So you've got to have a little something in the morning.
Who says I don't eat breakfast on Thanksgiving Day? I reserve the emptiness for dinner. Or brunch or brenner, whatever, supper, Thanksgiving supper, and then I pay out.
Well, Thanksgiving is only one day a year, 4 days to survive.
Well, I'm not eating breakfast tomorrow, I'm just going to bring a couple snacks, because the whole intention is grabbing a nice big pasty when we get up to the UP tomorrow.
Time and gas and mileage, if you just want to go over to Barb's in Clawson, I know you've heard about it, but I think Sean mentioned it to you, the location there, and just south of 14 in downtown. That's about it. Sounding better now?
Yes. And the reason we're going up to get pasties in the UP is because I, quote unquote, have not been across the Big Mac. So that's why we're doing it. Even though I already went with a coworker when we were up there in Petoskey and Sheboygan. But if my wife found out about that, then, you know, she wouldn't be a very happy camper. So she wants to take me over the Big Bridge.
Okay, well, if you caught what I said earlier, you are aware of Barb's over there in Clawson, right? Just in case you don't want to have to drive that far or burn that much gas.
Yeah, I got to find that place when I'm in that area. I heard they're pretty good. Do they have rutabaga in them, or what do they usually put in those pasties?
I'm not sure because I know they also make pizza there, and their pizzas are pretty good from what I hear, but I just go there for the pasties, and I usually get just the chicken or the beef, and you can get them freshly made, heated, ready to go, or you can get them frozen. And like I said before, I probably blew out my transmission, was the fact that it's getting to be that time, so like around November, I'll start going over there and picking up some and keeping them in the freezer during the winter months. Brian, you still with us, or did you fall asleep waiting on the computer?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just doing stuff as I can. Click here, click there, wait.
Must be Windows 11 drivers that you're downloading. Takes forever.
Difference in the new computers to the old computers when they open up documents is making everybody's head spin. They're like, wait, when do I get my coffee now?
It's kind of like the old adage, you wait for company to come over.
last year.
And you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you got to go make a pit stop. And then the moment you go make the pit stop, ding dong, the doorbell rings.
Just missing a file or a corrupted file.
So it's the same thing with coffee, you know, you're just waiting, 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 and the coffee pot goes, ding, it's ready.
And then I got
but I did that, that's
Windows
for sure.
Windows 11, and my work laptop's Windows 11. Oh, no, wait, I got Windows 7 on my other laptop. I rebuilt one with Windows 11, that's it. Yeah, it takes forever for things to update.
I doubled with Tom, I'm sorry.
That's right, I'm good enough. I got 99% of both statements. Yeah, well, the other thing is, I got 135 gigabytes worth of documents, pictures, whatever, odds and ends, that I have to transfer from the old computer to the new computer. I got to tell that girl how to clean out some garbage.
Good luck with that.
I feel you. My wife's iPhone is filled, and I got Apple Drive or whatever, the iCloud, where she can store photos there. And that's full. I'm like, even more storage, it's another $10, $15 a month. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. She's like, you can clean out all the crap that you got in your phone, and maybe it'll back it up. She has like 3,500 photos on her phone. I'm like, delete them. I already pulled them off and put them on my file server, so I don't know why she still needs them.
Oh, I understand, she says we have to keep all this stuff for the archives and that, and I'm like, well, fine, put it on a hard drive, portable hard drive. The NAS did crash, that's where she used to keep some of this stuff, but she kept it on her computer and backed up onto the NAS, and it's like, why bother? But I digress. I'm making it as new and fast and flashy as possible.
Some question, can you cut it in half by putting it into a zip file, you know, zipping it?
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to sit down with her and figure out what she doesn't use that she's just...
My way of doing it is once a year, after the first of the year or towards the end of the year, whichever way I see I have more time, I just purge everything. I go through my phone, I go through my tablet. The laptop's new, so there's really not much in that. But I just purge everything. If it's been in there for 6 months and I haven't used it, looked at it, saved it, pictures, whatever, videos, they're longer than 6 months, and I really don't have a need for it. Same thing with everything else, contacts, so on and so forth. It just all goes bye-bye. I don't even deal with the cloud. I had to clean out my cloud once, the photographs, videos, things like that. A lot of documents for racing, evidence from racing, because I use my phone a lot for that. While working a race weekend, I just snap a picture of it and I forget about it, and next thing you know, it gets into the cloud and my cloud storage is shot. So, you know, I've got one more race to do in a couple weeks, and by the end of the year, everything will be purged out that I don't need and just clean everything out. Like I said, the phone, the tablet, and well, not so much the laptop.
I don't keep a lot of things on my phone. It's all on a file server at the house that I can remote access. And that's about it. I don't like keeping a lot of junk on there. Oh, there's a cycle jockey here popping the radar. But I feel for you today, Brian, because a co-worker and I were going over to this place in Berkeley where the server crashed, non-recoverable, and we have to rebuild the camera system, the access system, and the alarm system, all on this new machine. So this is going to take us all day because there's no backup.
I got some phone call, W8RCY.
Yeah, that's going to be a royal pain in the butt. I feel sorry for you. Well, you know, dealing with some of the people over here, they're older, they're set in their ways, and I set their computers up so when they go into the new computer, it looks just like their old ones. Everything's where it should be, but they still find something that hangs them up. But it's, you know, one of those things. You can only do so much. Well, as soon as I get these done, then I gotta order the hard drive for the network attached storage, and I get to rebuild that so that they can back them up on a regular basis. But I didn't even know that they couldn't access it until I started working on putting in the new computers. So how can I fix what I don't know is broke?
You gonna do a RAID backup, or are you gonna have, you know, are you gonna have each drive separate? Whether all the, I'm trying to think here. Say you have 4 2-terabyte drives, and you're gonna make them full storage of what is that gonna be? 4 times 2 terabytes, let's say, quote unquote. Or are you gonna do 4 across a an array where it's 2 all the way across, where you can plug and play the drives?
Well, it's already set up as a RAID, so all I have to do is plug in the new drive and tell it to restore, and it should rebuild the RAID with the information from the old drive.
ATKGL, gotcha. So is it a rack mount, or is it just one of those cube RAID storages?
It was just a cube. Back when they had the floods in 14, the server was on a cart in the basement of the building, and yeah, it took on water. So instead of rebuilding a server that we technically didn't need, we just put the RAID storage in there so that they could back up to it.
Got it. Yeah, mine is, you know, it's not RAID, but it's just an old Dell machine that got refurbished and rebuilt with Windows 10. I was using it for Bitcoining or whatever, you know, mining, I guess you could call it. But it fell off, and I haven't done that in years, so I just revamped it all and used it strictly for a couple of drives that are in there. Each of them are like 2 to 4 terabytes. So I got one drive specifically for my stuff, you know, all my radio stuff, all my files. Another one for my wife's pictures and so forth. So it's just on a regular desktop, but I just call it a file server because I can, you know, I did the whole map network drive and got it shared so I can pull things out of it when I need to.
W8BPD. Yeah, I actually have several of those little box hard drives. They're the 3.5, but I got a couple of those 500 gigabytes that I was thinking about just throwing in an old tower computer. I could put Windows 10 on it. Just have it on my internal network, and all those drives are would be put into it, but it takes time, and I don't have the time when the weather's nice. Maybe if we get a snowstorm or something like that, I'll do it. But in the meantime, I've got like 5 portable hard drives or the desktop hard drives on my desk right now.
Yeah, all my network is internal, so nobody can poke through it. I've got that part shut off, so I use port tunneling. So on my, you know, the laptops that I bring in, I can link right to it. I got like, TeamViewer, and I got Hamachi VPN. That way I can, as soon as I load up my laptop, it reconnects to it.
Yeah, I keep saying I'm going to do that. I mean, I only have the one desktop that needs to be out that goes to the internet, but I have one desktop that I do all my radio programming on, and of course I have the same setup on my laptop because I don't like taking my laptop out at home. It never gets put away in the first thing in the morning when I'm trying to get out the door to work. I got to put it away if I want to do anything at work. I'm lazy that way. Plus, you know, I keep building these repaired computers, and nobody wants them, so I end up using them.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, my mom's got a nice little HP desktop that I never used at work, and then it went out of warranty and out of the service agreement, so it was brand new in the box. I just set it up at her house, and it's got Windows 10 on it, and just use it for, you know, whatever, when I go over there, you know, to get on the internet and stuff. You know, but most, 9 times out of 10, I bring my laptop anyways, because I prefer, you know, do it on my own machine. But that one was, I built that one there, so when the kids are doing their college paperwork and stuff, that they went over grandma's, they had a printer and a computer to work off of.
Yeah, well, it's like I stopped doing computer work for people because I would get their machines running, and then they would just say, well, I bought a new one while you were working on it, so you can keep it. You know how that goes. I cleaned out a basement full. I took it to an electronics recycling event we had at work, and they're like, oh, my God, what do you do, collect this stuff? I said, unfortunately, yes.
Yep, I was the same way. I had a bunch of laptops that I collected, you know, and didn't do much with them. And then finally when I was in my storage unit, I'm like, gosh, these things are like Windows XP, you know, and maybe some older version of Windows 7. And I just took the drives out of them and stacked them up next to the dumpster, and somebody grabbed them. So I put them on this and put them on the road, and somebody, you know, because we got scrappers, so they came and grabbed them. And I had a whole box of hard drives, you know, but they were smaller hard drives. I'm like, I'm not going to use those. So I just got rid of it. I got rid of everything. I had maybe 3 laptops. Right now I got one that the neighborhood kid brought over. The screen's cracked. It's a Chromebook. It looks like it works. So charged $30 for a new screen. I'm just waiting for it to come in, and I'll put the new screen in it, and then we'll go from there. I'm not going to have people die. So, if anything, I'll have them, you know, come cut down the rest of my trees or have them finish up what he, you know, what he started, you know, like payment kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I replaced the screen in my buddy's mother's laptop twice this year. She swears she didn't do anything to damage it, but somehow it got cracked. Oh, well, you know, I don't care. You just keep paying me to repair it for you. And then, I've got an old gateway that's got dual boot between MS-DOS and Windows XP, no, Windows 95, excuse me, so I could use my old CPS for the Motorola HT1250s that I got. But then I decided I'd get the new modern Windows version of it so that I didn't have to pull that brick out anymore. But I keep it just in case.
Yeah, my front room, I just found it. I'm like, what's in this black case? And I open it up, it's my old service laptop, Windows 95. It's like a little Panasonic Toughbook. And, I mean, it's got the rollerball mouse on it. It's, you know, a 8-inch screen. It's a little thing. I don't even remember where I got the power supply for it, but I know I'll power it up and it'll still work.
Yeah, well, the Gateway laptop still has the option to drive in it. But, yeah, you know, I got to clean some of this stuff out. But as long as it sits on the shelf and it's out of sight, out of mind until I need it, I'll keep it. Oh, well, I got to do a couple things real quick here, so I'm going to sign off and monitor for you. And may your computer issues be as few as mine, hopefully. Hope you have a good day doing that rebuild. WEPD, I'll declare on your file.
Say a little prayer for me since you're in church, then it goes without a hitch. Let me thank you, K-A-C-H.
taking my phone call, but yeah, you guys have a good afternoon. Tom, stay safe on the road, and again, Brian, congratulations on your one accomplishment and your new call sign. I'll catch up with everybody later. W8RCY, we're clear.
Take it easy, Don. KQKQ. K8RUH to W8FU.
Something, something BPM from W8FU.
W8FU.
W8FU, W8RJD.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Pretty good. What's happening, Ryan? I haven't heard you in a bit.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy with the practice lately, but every time I get into the truck and head to court or somewhere, I usually like to try to get on, but I'm down in the beautiful city of Hamtramck right now. Had to visit somebody for a special needs trust, and now I'm on my way to another senior living center in Sterling Heights on DeQuinder. So how you doing? W-A-F-U, W-A-R-J-D.
Yeah, hold on, phone call. Okay, still there, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Just leaving the beautiful city of Hamtramck, getting ready to come to Davidson, getting ready to get on 75.
Oh, yeah. Having a good time sightseeing. But, yeah, I got a phone call there. I have to attend to. I get to do a little road work today. I got to head down to St. Clair Shores and then over to Warren. I got to work with a contractor. Got to get some quotes for some capital improvements. And, once that's done, I may finish out and work from home. What a day. It's looking beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think I could have picked a better day to do all my driving around visits. I've got, like, really, there's only two of them that I have today. I might see if I don't have any more just because it's such a nice day out. I might as well just knock a bunch of these out. But, yeah, I'm doing a lot of incapacitated individuals that I'm visiting with as part of my probate practice, so... Not too bad. You know, like I said, you couldn't have picked a better day to drive around. This is just, I mean, there's not a cloud in the sky.
Are they all related? Is there some sort of related thing, you know, like class action or something like that? Or is it just, you know, you just pick this day to do a bunch of this kind of stuff?
No, what it is, so I get a lot of cases from the court where... You have an incapacitated individual, and they have to be advised of their rights. So, like, somebody's filed for guardianship or conservatorship or special needs trust or something like that. They want a separate, as well, the state law requires that they have a separate attorney who kind of reviews everything and makes sure that it's in their best interest, and then make sure that the ward is advised of their rights. So I get a stack of those cases from probate, so I, you know, I'm kind of scheduled all my visits because I had like a nice little hole in my calendar today, so I scheduled all my visits for today, and it seems to be working out pretty good.
All right. So yeah. So it's so it is. They're all related, but separate. So I get it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Advocate for the advocate for them. That's very good. And yeah, that's tricky stuff, man. And good to have somebody looking out for their best interest. Well, nice and joy. You gonna grab some? I don't know how much running around down in the city you got, but got any favorite haunts down there? You know, you get out toward Dearborn, you can do Miller's. You get downtown, you can do Lafayette. You can do all sorts of places. Wait, which way am I supposed to go here? I'm supposed to be in this lane. I'm always, when I'm over here in Mount Clemens, getting on 94, just west of town on North River, or South River, is this North River? And I always forget you got to turn left to go west on 94. Yeah, that always throws me off. Now, I just got done in Hamtramck, and now I'm heading to one in 14 Mile and DeQuinder in Sterling Heights, heading to another one. And then, unless I have any more today, I might head back home, and the boys have the day off school, so I might take them out to lunch, and I might take them over to, I might take them over to CJ Mahoney's or something like that in Rochester Hills. I love that. CJ Mahoney's has the Mahoney, which is like a chicken sandwich. Think like Chick-fil-A or Popeyes, but they do a phenomenal job with it. Well, there you go. Sounds like a winner. I don't know that I've been there. Huh. I'll have to try that. Are they associated with the one over here on Hall Road?
Yep. Same guy owns it. Brandon is his name. He owns that one, and he owns the one out in Rochester Hills. And he just started a new business, well, a couple years old now, but called Tea Times, where he built these, just state-of-the-art golf simulators. And kind of what puts his place apart is, yeah, he's got the golf simulators, which a lot of places have those, but his are a little bit better than most. But he also, you know, kind of uses this the other business that he has to provide pretty decent food and bar service. So, yeah, he's got CJ Mahoney's on the east side and on our side of town, and then he has Tea Time.
All right, I'll have to go check that out sometime. I don't think I've been. So, well, there you go. What the heck do I got here now? I'm on 94, and it's all coming to a stop. I got to be at 11 and Mound at noon, but I got to make a stop at 10 and a half in Harper on my way. I don't know if you're familiar with Able Electronics, but we sometimes buy things through them, you know, being one of the last places that you can get electronics from. And, you know, nowadays you buy things online, but the employer likes it when we keep it in the county, so we tend to give them whatever business we can.
Yeah, that's good. No, I have heard of Able Electronics. I kind of like it, too, that the county's looking to support the local businesses. Our rule in our municipality is the, lowest acceptable qualified bid, I think, is what we take. So we don't, you know, I think that's our standard practice for that. So it, you know, that kind of rules out doing that kind of stuff unless they happen to be the lowest acceptable bidder is our policy. But yeah, do you guys still meet on Saturday mornings at that restaurant? Do you guys still do breakfast?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually a pretty darn good crowd there every Saturday morning. Got a pretty wide swath of interest. But, yeah, so we're there. We'll be there tomorrow morning. So anytime you you get a hair up your, you know what, or a bee in your bonnet or whatever, come on down. We'll sort it all out. But, yeah, we've got to the same thing. Here's my phone call again. We got to the same thing with the qualified bidder. But let me grab this phone call. We've got W8FU.
W8RJD monitoring.
Well, this is going to be a productive day if the way things are going. Had another contractor just thought, yeah, I need to get three bids because, as you were saying, still there, Ryan, anyhow? Listen, I'm talking to dead air.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm at 14 in DeQuinder, and I just noticed that they have an Irma's frozen custard here. I wonder if that's owned by the same people who own the one in Shelby.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're at. I don't know. I haven't been to that particular one in a number of years, but, you know, I would imagine. I mean, that name has to be, you know, that would be pretty unusual for that to be somebody else using that name.
Yeah, same county and everything, so, yeah, you probably can't get away with that. But, yeah, so you, let me guess, you got your three bids, so you're probably going to be able to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, we got, first of all, I have all my own funding, which is separate from, you know, we have user fees and stuff, and, you know, and it generates, I have my own funds to deal with. So that being the case, I get a lot of latitude up to about, you know, up to a certain number. You know, I can pretty much do whatever I want. But if, you know, in this case, you know, any one, two, or even three of them are going to keep me under the magic number. But you can't just do three and then go do three more, you know, and say that, you know, yeah, I kept it under the number. It's like, no, you did nine. That would have required going before. I still would get rubber stamped because I've got all my own money, and if I deem this is necessary for the upkeep of the system, then so be it. But in this case, I'm going to be trying to get over my number, so I got to go before the board and all that stuff. And I will have to have three bids. And so I'm trying to get, you know, bids from county contractors. So I just got a call from the third one. And one's already done a few for me, and so I got their quote. But I'm going to get two more here today, hopefully, and get the rest of them done. I got nine sites that were put in around 05. So those generators are getting a little long in the tooth, and I worry about them, so I want to get the backup switches in those for my backup. And then I've got five newer sites that I put in around 2017, 2018 that I'll probably follow up with in the coming year or two, if I'm even still here, or somebody will have to deal with those. But, yeah, that's the... You know, I still got to do that, you know, bitter thing. The local guy, you know, we've already established a relationship with him, and we've got some agreements as far as pricing goes, and, you know, they'd rather have us go through them, you know, than, you know, we can use things like Amazon and things like that under really, really particular circumstances because we're a 24/7 operation that requires... You know, I need things sometimes immediately, so that's why we have kind of a ability to go to this local place without much, you know, muss or fuss.
Do you operate under, operating under an interlocal agreement, or are you, like, a subdivision within the county or within the sheriff's department, or, because I know you do work all over the place, because like, I know you're in, like, I know you're doing stuff with Oakland and I think other places. So I didn't know, because I know you're collecting user fees, so sometimes, like, what they'll do is, especially when they have that interjurisdictional stuff, they'll set up an interlocal agreement, and it's almost like a separate entity set up under an interlocal, but it sounds like you might be within a, like, maybe a separate, like, division within the county or something.
Yeah, we are. We are a local government, government radio shop, and, you know, we do, now I don't do out, we have been allowed to, if somebody needs us outside of county, you know, they've okayed that, as long as it's the government, you know, it's got to be, you know, police, fire, EMS, you know, then they, you know, they've got no problem with us doing that, and, my God, they've, this is going to jack me up. Whatever's going on here on 94 has just got it messed up. You know, so so I obviously I do all of our stuff, but also we do have some agreements for certain aspects of our work. A lot of it's just simply, you know, they can utilize our services at time and materials or not. You know, so there's a lot, but the bottom line is we are. You know, we are a division, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying, because we, yeah, we allow our DPS to do similar things, like, they'll, like, our DPS garage will do contract work for the library bookmobiles, they'll do, I think we do some work for Auburn Hills and other municipalities, and they just, I think they just pay us on the hour for stuff like that, so I'm guessing, because I know you did some work with Vince over at Rochester Hills, so I didn't know. I was like, I wonder if he's operating under like some kind of interlocal agreement, or. But yeah, that makes sense that you're kind of doing it under. I think you like to call it what mutual aid or something like that.
Yeah, so most of the work I do with like Vince and other agencies outside of the county, I do with wearing one of my other hats. And in addition to, you know, this show here, now my, you know, my texts pretty much are exclusively McComb. But, you know, seeing as I have some other roles, you know, in greater like UASI and space and stuff like that, interoperability, I do find myself working with those folks quite a bit, you know. And, you know, and always, you know, it's you know, I'm representing Macomb's, you know, interest in these things. You know, really southeast. Most of my, most of the boards I serve on, I try to bring a southeast, you know, perspective to a statewide, you know, modus operandi. And it's, man, this is, they got this jacked up here. Looks like it's finally moving a little bit. But, so because I serve on these greater, you know, committees and boards and stuff like that, I do find myself working outside of the lines a little bit. But that's kind of wearing a different hat.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's funny because, yeah, we do a lot of, we kind of a similar thing. Well, obviously you're aware because we do a lot of, like, contracting out with, you know, different municipalities, like we contract with the sheriff's department for sheriff's services, for police services. We contract with Great Lakes Water Authority, I think is where we're doing our water. And then I think we've got, I think we're doing our dispatch services with Oakland County. But I'll tell you what's happening. Oakland County keeps raising the rates on us. And it's getting a little difficult because they keep, I think they hit us with 17% or more, or 30% over time on the sheriff's contract, which was a big hit to take all at once. And then I guess they've raised their assessing services, and I guess I'm kind of worried if they raise their dispatch services because that'll cost us some money.
Oh, yeah, and that's, you know, everybody's still in the pain, man, and trying to figure out, scrambling to figure out how to cover everything. So we don't tap the, you know, the 911 fund like you guys do, you guys over there. So I should say them, they tap it pretty hot and heavy, and we are still pretty dipping our toes in, afraid to, you know, you know, people, it as a tax, and taxes are a four-letter word here in home, so we're very ginger with that kind of stuff, But yeah, you're right, and we got it. Yeah, we certainly have all sorts of interlocals for those kind of things when it comes to those kind of services. Now we do things a little different. We used to be with Plumas there and all that, but now we kind of do our own thing, and we have. But we got a bunch of major dispatch centers here. We have three major dispatch centers, and then some smaller, fully functional PSAPs, and you know, and everybody has certain agreements and whatnot. I'm a little uncomfortable talking about a lot of this stuff on the air, so that's why I'm a little jerky in my delivery here. We were sitting down over coffee, I'd probably be a little bit more forthright.
I probably would learn a lot. I'm at the nursing home here, so I'm gonna say 7-3s for a bit. I'll probably be back on in about 20 minutes or so. But hey, as always, Sean, good talking to you. W8FU, W8RJD.
All righty, Ron, good hearing you. And good timing, about a half mile away from Abel's here. Got to run in and pick up some parts and get to my 1 o'clock walkthrough. And then the same exact site a guy's going to meet me, or at 12 o'clock, and then the same day, another guy's going to meet me from another vendor at 1 o'clock to do it again. So, yeah, kind of worked out. Did I hear a Fred in there?
Yeah, you can take your taxes and shove it. Damn 911 phone fees.
You guys have the same problem up there?
Well, they keep raising them to the maximum they can every time just for shits and giggles. I pay more in 911 tax fees on all of my telecommunications than my usage and other stuff.
Look at you calling.
Hey, how
you doing? It's a surcharge, you silly boy. All right, I'm at Able Electronics. I got to run and pick up some parts. I'll be back out here in a minute. But I got to do this real quick because I got to walk through with an electrical contractor about 15, 20 minutes from here, and I got to meet him at noon. So I got to hustle in here and grab my parts. I'll be back out. W8FU.
Just sitting here building up quotes. W8FSM.
All righty then. Switches in hand.
Switching what?
Paul ordered some switches from a local vendor. I'm just picking them up on my way to a meeting.
Well, all right. Coming up with a parts list to do the cabling for the new office.
Might need you to run me a potential link. Gonna have to see if we can get the network into a new tower site.
Aww. That's silly network. Don't you have, like, MI7 Winlink nodes put up and APRS to fix?
What? I thought I was waiting on, I thought that was a Paul Randy thing. Not me.
Oh, so what you're saying is I need to go down and do it because it's after a year, it still isn't done yet.
Well, you could bring me up to speed on what we're talking about. Is this these, I heard Randy just delivered some X-50s or something like that. Is that part of that whole thing? Because that only happened within the last few weeks.
Well, there's also the MI-7 for Southfield. Sterling Heights, I dropped that off.
Oh,
Oh, that's right. Wasn't that in the box with the stuff I was working on? I forget what it was, but there was some stuff I was fucking with, and there were some great videos and some 3D printed thingamabobs and doohickeys, that stuff.
Yeah, and along with the MI7 stuff for their Winlink stuff for the climbers in that, should have been in there too. But I guess, you know, they needed another antenna.
Alright, I'll try to find out what the plan is on that. And try to put some mustard on it. There are some extenuating circumstances that could be leading to delay. I mean, there's really no excuse if that's still not done at all. But I know there will be an excuse. I can already hear it. I know almost verbatim what it's going to be, which is really not an excuse, but I'll try to light some fires.
I just know they're talking about Winlink a lot for the SCP, so I see their little comments and their little Discordy groupy thingy. I'm like, yeah, I wish there was a local one. It's sitting in boxes, damn it.
When's the set now? Next weekend?
Yeah, the 4th or whatever. I guess I'll do that next weekend.
And really, to get the Winlink up and running, it's just plug it all in and connect it up to an antenna. So it's not impossible for that to be done by then. I just need able-bodied people to help. It's that's the problem, and got to figure out. That's a pretty relatively easy site to work on. You know, there's no aerial stuff per se. There's a little rooftop stuff where if you get the heebie-jeebies like me, it might be troublesome, but it's not dangerous.
No, and I figured Sterling Heights, it had the antenna sitting there, so that's why I was like, and then there's a kitchen table and chairs so you can sit down and relax, have your lunch.
My understanding is that has changed, and there's a lot less identifiable space in there, because we were going to clean it up, take a cabinet in there, and then last time I think Paul went in there, the table was gone, and a bunch of space was all gobbled up, and it's kind of head-scratcher, well, where the hell do you want us to put our stuff? So, anyhow, it's one of those things where I imagine I'll have to step in order to make progress. I like to just say, hey, you got everything you need to get that done? Great. And I'd like to hear, a week or two maybe on the outside later, hey, got it all done. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to put on my big boy pants and go get involved.
Oh, and I've been sick, so that doesn't help matters, but yeah. You might have to put on your panties. But why you get paid the big bucks.
And there's the problem. That is not why I get paid the big bucks. But I got to find a way to sneak it in there.
Well.
Yeah, anyhow. All right, I'll do a little poking around. First time I have to poke is I'm no longer in the shop today. And the person I have to poke is not in today anyhow. So I'll try to see if there's something we can do. And more importantly, get somebody that can help get the antenna mounted. I think the coax is there from what I remember. You just gotta clamp the antenna diamond, X50, which is a one-hander. And there's plenty of relatively easy spots to clamp it, so
And I'll get right up there and roll my sleeve up and dig in, so. But I just have to go take a look at it at some point. All right, I'm pulling up to my meeting site here. I have no idea if my guy's here. I'm about 15 minutes ahead of schedule, but I'm going to go get things opened up and unlocked, et cetera.
Hi, I'm just sitting here working. I got another hour and a half to get due today, and then I'll have my time in for the week. So it's like, I thought about doing it last night, but I'm like, nope, I'll clock out, and I'll just save the time for today. Because you know someone was going to call today. So, all right, WFSM.
Okay, have fun. Ooh, should I get a Dairy Queen? Is there anything I can legitimately eat out of that place? Probably not. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
My kitty. Get it again.
Yeah, I can't get you.
KF8S, W8EAP.
W8EAP, KE8BSI. What's up?
Not much. Just see if this was working. I was going to say good afternoon to the 372 people listening but not talking, but you're the first one that keyed up. Congratulations, sir. Now I'm just at work right now. I just can't believe how beautiful these days are. It's going to be nice this weekend. I'm free to do a lark. But I don't know, probably rain this weekend, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It's super nice out right now. I haven't really looked ahead. Not aware of a lark tomorrow. Usually there is, so maybe something will get scared up. I'll let you know if I hear of one.
It will be available Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon at the place to myself. So, or any other kind of activity. I mean, I hope this weather keeps up like this. I love these days. You know, beginning of fall when it's in the 70s, sunny and the air isn't all humid or anything. It's a nice time of the year in Michigan at least. But anyhow, yeah, I just wanted to see if anyone's out there listening, and I get back to work. Probably should get back to work, huh? I'm using my phone, my IP phone, my audio codes. That's where I stuck it at work, so I can monitor, just like everybody else. W-A-D-A-P.
All right. Well, it is working well. You sound good. And, yep. Time to get back to work. Hopefully you can get out at a reasonable hour today. Talk to you soon, KE8VSI.
This is KFATPL. Is anybody out there? KFATPL.
W-E-A-K-L-O. November 8th, Zulu, Kilo, Foxtrot, at 8-Z-K-F.
You on your way to your meeting?
Yeah, you got some dramatic music for me?
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll let me know the results.
Yeah, keep the radio on. Maybe I'll call you in the meeting. I'm on the HT.
Yeah. Excuse me. All right. See if they got a date yet on and when they're gonna start tearing the tower down, so we can pass it on to the contractor.
Yeah. Well, my guess is it's gonna be, like the 20th or something like that. I'll ask. I don't think they know. But I'll try and find out. What's going on with pulling your gear? Are you going to wait?
No, I'm going to have to do it before I have my operation. So, probably going to have to do it. Let's see, what's this? This week, probably the week after this week. Like the week of the 6th.
Sweet. Yeah, that'd be a lot better. Because, I've got to go. I've been on the road nonstop. I just got back from out of town, and I got to go to Grand Rapids almost all next week. I'm there Monday through Thursday, and then I'll be back, and I shouldn't have to go back on the road, so I might be able to help you out if it's that following week.
Yeah, maybe we should set a date to do that. Let me look at my calendar here. Pretty much any day that week, I could do it. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, most likely. Could probably even do it Monday.
All right, I'll let you know when I settle. I'll have my computer in front of me, and I'll look at the dates. I think I'm pretty open that week. I mean, I know next week's no good, and I think I'm pretty open. My airplane project is taken forever. I was supposed to go to Florida that week, take the plane down there to get some work done, but I don't think it's going to be ready yet. And my airport's still closed. I don't know. They're rewiring all the lighting, and I don't know, putting all new lighting fixtures in and retrenching everything. And I don't even know if they're going to open on time. Everything always takes a little longer than expected, so. But I'll look it up. I should be around on that week, no problem.
All right. Sounds good. What time is your meeting? What?
Yeah, I'll give you a call as soon as I get out.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Back to what I was doing. And I don't know if you know, I did get my new call. So, KPR. Catch you later.
KPR. What did you say about your call? NHKF?
Yeah, that's new. I finally got the 1x2.
I know. Forgive me for not saying proper congratulations. That's awesome. So you were expecting to get that. You were waiting for, I don't know, you applied for it. You were just waiting to make sure no one else was, you were in like a lottery or anything for it. Is that what happened and it came through?
Yeah, there was three people, and of course, with the help of Sean, we found that the person who owned the call was deceased, and the FCC hadn't canceled the license, so we notified them, they canceled it, they had to wait 30 days or whatever that was, the waiting period, and I applied, figured I'd, but two other people also applied, and then I was able to contact one of them, tried to contact both of them, but only one responded and convinced him to drop out, and he was happy to do so, and so it was just me and another guy who had a whole list of calls he was going after. I think it was like 20 of them or more, and I was only going after the one, and I got it, so very happy about that.
Well, look at you and your fancy initialized 1x2. That is really cool. Awesome. All right. Well, now you got my second favorite call in southeastern Michigan. You know, Sean's is my favorite call. I got to admit that. Before the entire ham radio community. But that's cool. Congratulations. K-A-T-R. All right. Nicely done. And it's a cam.
Be careful. You're gonna make Sean's head explode. So, all right. Talk to you later. K-A-T-R.
Talk to you later. You got to admit, that's a great call. K-A-P-R,
this is Kilo Fox 8, Echo Pluto Lima. Is anybody out there? K-F-8-E-P-L.
Is that K-F-8-D-P-L? This is Whiskey 8, Romeo Juliet Delta W-8-R-J-D. Name here is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, this is Kevin. Where are you calling from?
Ryan's dispensing justice.
Not today. Today, I'm on the other side of the bench now. I am at DeClinder and M59 right now.
Cool. West Lansing over in Delta Township. You are actually my first ever ham radio contact.
Well, how about that? Hey, welcome to the club, my friend.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Been trying for a while, on and off, trying to get contacts, and today just happened to be my lucky day. There's a lot going on this repeater.
Yeah, this is a really good linked repeater system. So like I say, I'm down here in southeast Michigan. I'm getting in through the Warren repeater, the FBI, they call it. And which repeater are you coming in through? Because if you're in the West Lansing, I'm trying to think. You say West Lansing, Delta Township area?
Correct. I'm in West Lansing, Delta area, and I'm using the repeater in downtown Lansing.
Okay, very nice. All right, so this is your first contact. I'm going to guess this is your first radio. I'm going to ask the question that a lot of people ask when they're, what kind of radio are you using?
That's a great question. I am on the old reliable Bofang UV5R.
Ah, yes, the Bofang. Launched many a ham radio operators. Like I said, UV5R is about as ubiquitous as they come. I'm trying to think of how many of those things I own. I'm gonna say I own at least five of them. I don't know why. I don't even know what I'm doing with that many HTs. I've probably got a dozen or more HTs. I'm not even sure why. You know, maybe it's just for fun or just for playing around with my hotspots at the house.
Yeah, it's a really good radio. I know it turned into a gateway for me. So I've got two UV5Rs, and then I've got a couple mobile units at home that I'm hooking up to turn them into a base. Got an old Kenwood 45-watt, and then I have a Yaesu 60-watt that I'm looking to get up and running at home.
You were breaking up a little bit there, and that might be because of the HT, but I caught most of that. So, yeah, I'm guessing, is that the Yaesu, I think you said it was a 65-watt, so I'm guessing, is that a 2-meter radio, or is it 2-meter 70-centimeter?
Great question. Yeah, both of those radios are 2-meter radios.
Okay, yeah, and you'll probably, I don't know if you'll use those mobile or if you'll use those as your base station or one or the other. Yeah, that's the funny thing is that you end up buying a lot of radios in this hobby. I got my license in 2020 or 2021, I can't remember. It was during the pandemic and they were doing the online licensing. And started off, obviously, Bofang. And then that quickly escalated to, I got an FTM 7250 from Yaesu, which was their entry level fusion radio. Then I got the FT991A. Then I got the ICOM 7100. Then I got the at some point I know I got the FT710. I've got an FTM 300. That might be it.
Yeah, if I've learned one that this isn't really a cheap hobby for you, but anyways, Ryan, it was really my first ham radio contact, but my lunch break is almost over. It was nice talking to you. KF8 UPL.
KF8 UPL W8 RJD. Glad to be your first contact. Name here is Ryan. You can find me on the FBI both days. W8RJD 73, I'll be clear. I'm pulling into the house anyway.
Ryan, you still there? W8X.
What's that? WI8X? This is W8RJD. Yeah, I'm still here. Just pulled into the driveway.
You're going to meet a lot of new people. Never forget a first contact. I have made 26 first contacts, and I love making first contacts. It's a great, if you're breaking a new guy into the hobby and stuff and encouraging him, et cetera. That's just from a guy who's been at it for 40 years.
Yeah, I hear that. You never forget your first. Yeah, I remember my first was on a Bofang UV5R in the backyard of my father-in-law's house and made contact through, trying to remember which repeater it was. It was one of the Mount Clemens repeaters. It was a guy doing portable on a bicycle.
Yeah. I made a first contact with a guy, he went from zero to extra, and he was riding a bicycle to work. I went, what? Well, I looked him up, I went, holy smokes, he's an extra. But he had a 2x3 call sign. God, I haven't had a 2x3 call sign for 40 years. I started as an office on September 8th of 1985, and I've had three call signs: Kilo Alpha 8, Tall Friendly Youngster, N8FZT, and now WI8X.
Those are some pretty good call signs. Yeah, I still remember mine. Mine was KE8PFC was my first call sign. And then I went online, and this, I guess you, back then I was able to, like, get a vanity call sign for free, I think. And so I got the W8RJD, and I got that when I was a general. And then probably a month or two later, I took the test for extra, and then, but I kept the call sign because I'm like, I don't want to get rid of this call sign. That's my initials.
Yeah, I just realized that when I just looked you up and I thought, oh, he's got his initials. That's a vanity call. Hey, your own call is a good call if you were in the service, private first class.
That's exactly how I remember it. Yep, I remembered it, you know, KE-8 private first class. I'm at Thousand. I'm going to take my boys out for lunch here, but hey, it was great making contact with you. Hopefully I'll see you around down the log. I got to get inside to W8RJ. I forgot your call sign. I know it's W-I-A-X. I think it is. W8RJD. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Brian, real good. 72, have a good day. W-I-8X.
I do like me some pot belly.
Hey, man, I was trying to get a hold of you. I had to leave the office.
That's all right. I heard you earlier that you were leaving, so I figured I'll get it over to you next week.
Ooh, that you that's got some sort of a reach on at the end of your transmission, like a ANI or a APRS or something?
Yeah, it is. I thought I got that figured out on this radio. I'm on an HP. I don't know why it's doing that. A couple weeks ago, Dave helped me figure out how to turn it off, and I thought it was off, but apparently it's not. I'll have to mess with this radio a little bit more.
Which radio is that?
It's a BTEC UV.
Yeah, all right, can't help you with that. If it was an Anytone 878 or something, I'd probably be able to get in and figure it out. But all right, yeah, I'm down here at 12 Mile and Mound. I got some work at 11 and Mound here in a little bit, and I'm going to be down this way. So not going to be up there. We'll connect. Tomorrow I'm gonna be over your way, so I don't know. You know, who knows? We'll connect.
Yeah, I'm heading north tomorrow morning, so I won't be around, but yeah, we'll connect next week. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, and I got no plans for it. We'll just sit under a table until we figure something out with it. You know, but so no big deal. Can sit just as well with you as it can with me.
Yep. Hey, other than the screech at the tail on this, how am I coming in on the Detroit repeater and on handheld at Jefferson and Martyrs?
You're holding it, but you got. You know, a lot of fry in there, and a couple of times, you know, it did flutter out. So I'd say it's doing okay, but you're not real strong into it.
Well, okay, it's better than I would have expected, so I'll take it.
All right, sounds like a plan then. All right, I got to back into a tight spot here at one of my sites, and I got somebody coming in 10 minutes to do a walkthrough here, so I'm gonna get the thing opened up and ready to go here. I'll be back in a few. W8FU.
Sounds good.
What's happening, Ron? W8FU.
Well, there's a what the K
cat dragged in. I'm actually within range of the Helston slash, I don't know, Helston, Riggsville, whatever. We put a new box up here and doesn't have a lot of coverage, but I had to go drop something off at the airport. What's up with you?
Oh, just out running around. Got a little driving to do today. I don't normally get to do that, so nice day down here. We've got a couple little poofy blue skies and some little poofy clouds, and looks like it's about 79 degrees according to the car thermometer. So you couldn't ask for any better on a Friday, no less. So you're up there. I know they put in the what they're calling the Mackinac, but it's actually Allenton or something like that. What's the name of the town it's actually in?
Well, I'm not sure if you're referring to this box. There was a Mackinac on an MPSCS tower on 145.11. They added 145.31 that's on the VHF network. This one, I think technically it's in Levering.
That's it, Levering, yeah. So I've heard it referred to as Mackinac, but Levering is what it's actually. So, yeah, that one went up, probably a month or two ago now, but it seems to be working pretty good.
Well, when you're close to it, it's good. I mean, I'm running a UHF stack collinear, and probably whatever UHF is out of the FM 400 is probably either 35 or 45 watts, and it's going to go away quickly. I'm driving southbound above the posted speed limit, and it's going to disappear. I can hit it from the house, which is about 18 miles away with the big stick, but I can't even hit it with the mobile from the driveway, and the HT's out of the question. So, but that was a few Saturdays ago, 5, 4, 5, 6, something like that, that both of them went up at the same time. I know that Dan happened to be up here in Akiak, so it was him and Jeff and I think Drake and I don't know who else. But no, it's gloomy here. It's 64 and gloomy. I think it looks like it's going to rain. We've had almost too much rain. My the lawn that needs mowing is out of control. It hasn't been dry enough for me to cut.
Man, we sure could use some of that down here. But it's been pretty dry. We had a little rain. Not much, but a little. I haven't cut my grass in weeks. And still fine. Ah, well. You're going to need one more cutting then before winterizing. That's for sure. Hopefully it'll dry out here for you. And, yeah, that's right. That was about, whatever you say, 4 or 5 weeks ago, yep. I didn't know Dan was there. I know Drake was involved. And I know Jeff was up there, so they got it all up and running. I didn't realize it was a lower profile, so to speak. I'm used to that GMRS machine up there, which is a whole different site and everything, but I think it's a monster. And I couldn't speak to the other towers or frequencies or bands or anything up there, so very cool. We're normally connected up to this network, what I'll call the for the listening audience who's not as well versed as you are. We're usually connected to the MI1 network of Central Michigan with the FBI network down here, so we tend to do a lot of cross-talking.
Yeah, what are you? Are you the 2.6 in Southfield or the 2.55 in Warren or something like that? That the GMRS you're talking about, I think that's Drake's, and it's 625.
That's on the Hackleberg site, which is the same as what they call the Sheboygan repeater, which is nowhere near Sheboygan. It's the 7-4, and it's part of that northern network with the 511, the 519, sometimes the Traverse City 86, sometimes Cameron's 6.7. You know, it's pretty wide, and sometimes that's good. Sometimes it ain't, you know. Sometimes you don't need to talk all over the state. You don't necessarily want to be talking all over the state. But, yeah, Hack's a good site. The tower needs a little maintenance. The 674 antenna took some ice damage in the ice storm at about the 300-foot level. Hasn't been repaired or replaced yet. And I'm getting into a Lanson, and this thing's getting fluttery, so I don't know how much more string I got.
Yeah, that's the site. I didn't know that was Drake's. I wasn't sure who that was, but that thing's supposed to work really good. And, yeah, all good. All right, I'm going to check out, let you travel along. I just pulled up here at my next stop, and then I get parked and get on with my day. Good hearing you, Ron. We'll look for you later. And, yeah, you know, if you're down this way, yeah, 2.6 Warren. 2.5 West Bloomfield, although we're in the process of relocating that one, but it'll be west, northwest. We got a Richmond and a Romeo as well down here on the FBI network. So Richmond, Romeo, Warren, and currently West Bloomfield possibly moving. And then one slated for the lower east side, but all down here in southeast. All right, we'll catch you later. After yours, I'm going to sign and get the heck out of here and get with the rest of my afternoon. W8FU.
3 to Sean, good hearing you. W8RPM on the fringe.
Hello, Anthony.
W8FSM from W8FU. W8RJD.
Providing legal counsel.
You found legal counsel.
I'll have to get a hold of you for some speeding tickets if I ever get one again. Seems like I get one when I'm least expected.
That's how they always get you. It's funny. I used to have a lot of fun doing speeding tickets back when I was a young lawyer. I've got to know like a lot of the city attorneys and stuff like that, and so they were really always kind of cool with me and you know, we could work something out that's beneficial for both the client and myself, and for the city or the municipality. So those were that wasn't bad work back in the day.
If you look at my whole driving career, it's like just 5 and 10 over speeding. So I'd usually go in there and say, could I just lower this to 0 points, impeding traffic, and just pay the fine and 99%. Percent of the time, they, or you know, most of the time, I should say, they would go along with that.
And the good thing about impeding is the other part of it is not only it's a zero point, but it's also non-extractable to the Secretary of State, so it's treated as basically, think about it, like a parking ticket, which doesn't go in any way, shape, or form on your driving record, and then you get dinged for the incident on your auto insurance. That's really what most of my clients were concerned about, was their auto insurance rates going up. I don't know how it is now now that they took the option for no fault off, although I keep my no fault protection. I want to have the full PIP benefit.
Now I drive on Mound Road in rush hour to and from work. Everybody does 60 to 65, and then other cars go blasting by me at 70. And I just stay in the pack, going north or coming south, whatever, and been there 30 years and never got a speeding ticket on Mound.
Yeah, Mound is one of those. That is a wild little artery. But I'll tell you what, because it's so wide and the speed limit is pretty decent on there, you can get north and south pretty fast on Mound. It's not bad.
I've noticed that I get on at 12 Mile, right, going north, and there's a bunch of cars from South Detroit, probably, or downriver, that get off at 696 in Monaco North, and they just rip full speed all the way to 18 Mile, or the ramp that goes off to Van Dyke Expressway. I mean, you could be doing 60, 65, and they just blow right past you, like at least 75, 80. This is every single day. On the way to work, it's usually, you know, close to the speed limit, maybe 5 or 10. But on the way back, if you don't do 65, you're going to get run right off the damn road.
Mound Road is a cutthroat road warrior experience.
WAEAP, yes, and also Hall Road between Van Dyke and Shaner. Oh, my God, I mean, it takes a lot to scare me, but I always have white knuckles, and I always feel like I've, you know, dodged a bullet going down. And I hate M59 between Van Dyke and Lake Shaner. It's the worst.
Spot on with that. My son is a new driver, and I didn't really think about it. I had him driving home from his aunt's house on M59, and literally she lives at Shaner, so literally he drove from Shaner to DeQuinder on M59, and I'm going to tell you what, I don't know if he was a light knuckle in it, but I was grabbing for the dashboard a few times.
Yeah, and it's gotten that way probably in the last 5 to 10 years. It was always bad, but, man, the last 5 or 10 years has been terrible. I absolutely try and avoid going that way if I can. Or if I go, it's late. But it doesn't matter. There is no non-rush hour anymore. I can get on the road 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. It's almost the exact same amount of traffic as rush hour.
Well, and the funny, I mean, sometimes the way those cars rip up through there, I know that, like, there's a portion of it that I think has a 50, 55-mile-an-hour speed limit until you get just, what, to the other side of Van Dyke, right? And then it's Mound. When you get to the other side of Mound, the speed picks up to 70 miles an hour. But before that, the speed limit's like 50 because you're going through Utica, and people are just ripping through there. I mean, they, it, they're not going 90 to 100 miles an hour, I couldn't tell you.
My condo is really close to M59 in Mounds, and what they do is they line up at Van Dyke heading west. You know, you get on the freeway and they just race. You could hear their engines, cars and bikes just echoing through the cement corridor, you know, because it's underground. And all night long, it's all you hear is cars just, they have to be doing over 120, because they're like slow. You'd hear them like wide open for like 30 seconds straight to a minute. So you know they're doing like 130 or above.
You know what's funny? I can hear them faint, a little bit more faintly and in the distance, but I'm at Hamlin and John R., and I can hear them ripping up M59 like that. They must be really loud from your place. Okay, so you're at Mound and 59, so I think I might have accidentally picked up your hotspot. Do you have an all-star hotspot? Because I think I picked up your all-star hotspot while I was driving on M59 one day.
Yes, I changed the frequency of it because, why did I? For some reason I changed the frequency. But yeah, to the northwest, mine goes well into Rochester. Mine, if you sit at like Rochester and Auburn Road, I mean, you'll pick up my node like full strength. Now, to the north, I can hit all the way up to like 23 mile. To the east, though, it dies out. Just when I get to the right past the baseball diamond, it kind of dies out. And to the south, it's only like 2 miles. So I go like 2 miles south, 2 miles east or northeast, but then I go like 5 miles or more if I go northwest or just pure west, because my node antenna is inside the house, but that's the way the window is pointing. You got a window pointing north and, yeah. Yeah, anyhow, I mean, it's pointing north, but the way the node is positioned in the window, it has a pretty clear shot. Northwest and west is my two best directions. So yeah, you could be sitting at Beaumont. You could be sitting at the, you know, the restaurants there, the restaurant row on Auburn Road, or on Auburn and Rochester, and you'll hit my node like full strength.
Yep, I think I was picking up your node from maybe. I want to say it was, I know it was DeQuinder, but I'm trying to remember if I was picking it, because it was picking it up at Rochester and M59, because I have my node, I think my node was programmed into the same frequency as yours, and so I ended up, you know, it came through on my node frequency, and I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't my node, there's no way my node reaches this far, and, you know, now I figured it out. It had to be yours.
Well, my friend Gary, he's at 24 in Card Road, and I can hear his node from my house, nine and a half miles away, and he's running 1 watt. He's running the, white dongle, and he's got a 771. Rubber duck on it, the Goya 771. It's in a second story window, and from some weird ducting, it can't be ducting, but if you go to M59 in Mound, he's like S9. I can pick him up about S5 at my place, and I can go all the way to South Boulevard in DeQuinder and still pick him up. That's 11 miles on 1 watt node.
It's got to be the elevation and maybe the lack of, like, taller buildings between the two points, because, yeah, I've got, let's see, mine is connected. I've got the white node, the white dongle, 1 watt, connected to a, not the big Edfong J-pole, but, like, the Edfong roll-up J-pole antenna, just kind of suction cupped in my window of my office. And, you know, it does okay. It gets about, I would say it gets about a mile in every direction. A solid, you're picking it up solidly a mile in every direction. So you can pick it up from DeQuinder to Avon to Rochester to probably to Auburn maybe. And that's generally about it. But, yeah, a mile in every direction. And, like I say, just from an Ed Fong J pole in the in the window of my office at my house.
Depends a lot on your receiver, too. Like, I have a DB20G in the car with a Comet 2x4, and I think that is why I get 2 miles, 2.5 miles in most directions, and then I get, you know, 5 or 6 miles going the other way. I do have a stubby antenna, and it knocked the range down a little bit, but I'm still getting about 85% of my range on this more of like a stubby dual band antenna. It's only about 20 inches tall, but 2x4, you know, you're probably familiar with those. Then I got an NR770, which is the same as a 2x4 basically, but it doesn't cover GMRS. And that does about the same. So, yeah, you should be doing more than a mile.
Yeah, you think. I don't know if it's maybe my house or what the deal is, but yeah, that's pretty much what I'm getting. You know, maybe, and I've got the Comet SSB-7, I think it is, on the roof of my truck. It's a big one, and it pulls in everything. But I don't know if it's. I know I didn't reduce the power. I didn't do that. I think there's a mod where you can reduce the power output on that white dongle, but I'm like, well, a watt is fine. Because really and truly, like, as long as I get it, as long as I can take a walk in my neighborhood and, you know, get, I don't need, like, to have a node that gets, you know, all the way out. Because, like, especially with the nodes that I listen to, like, I usually use my hotspot just to get into like FBI and stuff like that I can hit with my truck radio no problem. I just like to be able to do stuff with the handy talkie, and there's just not a repeater inside of my house that I can get with a handy talkie. I got to use the node.
Well, I'll send you my new node frequency and send me yours on Telegram. On Telegram, because you still got Telegram, right?
I got Telegram, but I'm not, I don't know, I think I got, I'm not in the server anymore, but I do still have Telegram.
Okay, I got a toggle switch on mine. Actually, those white dongles do more like 1.3 watts, by the way. Somewhere up to 1.4, but yeah, so in terms of low power, there isn't that much of a difference. I usually keep mine on low power unless I know I'm going to be far away, but I can set up at Riverbends Park and get my node full quieting. Riverbends Park, that's like less than 2 miles, a mile and a half. I think it's 1.6 or 7 miles, almost 2 miles. But I put a toggle switch on mine for low to high power, and sometimes I just screw a dummy load on it, and I can walk around my neighborhood and get into my node with a dummy load. I mean, I can walk down my street. It's only like a tenth of, you know, it's like one block, and I can go one block with a dummy load on my node with my walkie-talkie on low power, 100 milliwatts. I can make it in 100 milliwatts a block away with a dummy load.
Man, those white dongles, they really put out some power. They're pretty good, too. I got one of those Chinese, like what do you call it, like the fake Sharis or whatever, and could never figure out how to get the tail squelch out of it. It kind of bothered me, so I went back to the white dongle and never looked back. I think I put that Chinese AliExpress Shari in a box somewhere, never to be never to be used again, just because, like I said, I couldn't figure out. I know I saw somebody was posting something about a way to get rid of that tail squelch, but I never could figure it out.
Yeah, you can't get rid of the tail squelch on the Shari nose, except if you have a DB20G and you select the right 55 hertz. You know, I'll send you those settings too, but there's a few settings for the tail squelch. It's like 55 hertz. Then there's some other setting you have to set. But in my DB20G, because I have a Shari Zero, like the one, all-in-one, in a small metal box, I got the Shari Zero in my Jeep, and I got rid of the tail squelch on that with my DB20G. Another reason why I like the DB20Gs.
Yeah, and I think that I can get rid of it if I have, like, if I use my an expensive radio, like my FT5DR won't get the squelch tail on it, and probably my FT300, like my mobile rig, that won't get the squelch tail on it. But all the little cheaper ones, the Baofengs and the Quanjing radio. I can't remember if the Quanjing radio got it, but like some of the other ones, yeah, they got you couldn't get rid of the squelch tail on those.
Very good. And also too, the official Shari ones, they only do like a half a watt. Between 300 milliwatts to like 600, and each one is different. So when I ordered mine, I said I want the highest power one you got. So he picked one out. It's like he has it like written on there with a Sharpie, like 548 milliwatts or whatever. But anyhow, I got to get back to work. I was on my lunch break, so I will catch you later. W8EAP.
Catch you later, W8EAP, W8RJD, 73, clear, and W8RJD monitoring.
Wait, I sent my new frequency to your UN telegram. Later, bye.
Later, 73, W8RJD.
Good to hear you, Ryan. Greg here, KE8VSI, been a while.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, it has been a while. What have you been up to lately? I know you guys used to hit Bald Mountain, do POTA there. Did you guys hit that up lately?
Yeah, KZ8Z, Dave and I go occasionally. It's probably been a couple of weeks now. But probably about every 3 weeks to a month, or well, it varies. But, yeah, we like to go there. It's a nice place to go and just hang out and activate the park.
Yeah, that's really close to Dave too. That park, I don't know what it, I think it's the elevation. I think because I get some great DX contacts from that park. I've gotten I set up first call out. I'm getting Spain, all over Europe. That park is. You get some really good DX there. I tried. I put up my version of the what do they call it? The POTA, the elevated radials. I can't remember the name of it, but that one did pretty good. That the elevated radials did seem to make a difference, and it did seem to give me a little bit of directionality.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Dave uses an end fed half-wave hung in a tree. I use that Telegant vertical with the ground wires right on the ground. Both of us have pretty much the same amount of luck. We do get Europe from there, so yeah, it works quite well. I don't know if you know Chuck, but he's got set up now with the elevated radios, like you said. It seems to work pretty good, especially on days where the propagation isn't so good, and he was able to get some directionality out of it as well. So. Yeah, very cool. I've seen videos on that. It looks like a great idea. I just don't. I'm more about simple and easy. So, but if I had that inclination, I would certainly try that.
Yeah, that, you know, that's funny, because that's my thing, too, is that, like, I have, like, the N-Fed, I have an N-Fed half-wave, I've got the, I really like the real, the, what is it, the real potable one. That one is pretty nice, because I like being able to pull it in and out, and you can even get, some, you know, you can get 17 meters if you draw it in a little bit, or I'm sorry, yeah, 17 meters, if you draw it in a little bit, and, I've got one of those pack tenas, which is pretty nice because I like that that's kind of linked so I can use a shorter one to get 20 meters. But the thing is that, you know, with all those, you're stuck somehow bringing a bunch of other stuff to get it up in the tree. So I kind of like using the, I kind of like using just a whip because, you know, I don't have to worry about putting anything up in a tree. I basically just throw a tripod out there, and I've got like a, I've got a camera tripod that I bought at a thrift store and a mount for the camera tripod, and I basically just take a couple of, what do you call them, electric fence posts for the elevator radials, and that seems to do just fine for me.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, that's a pretty quick little setup, and definitely would work well. I'm with you on the vertical. To me, it seems easier. The whole up in the tree thing was kind of weird for me. But Dave's got it together. He got one of those, like a potato launcher thing, and with some, he's got like a Zepco fishing reel on there. When he first got it was a little cumbersome, but now he gets it up super high right where he wants on the first shot every time. So it just took a little bit of doing it. And it wasn't that long. I mean, just, you know, after a few tries, he got it down. He just gets it every time, and he's got his antenna up just as quickly as I do. So, but mine, with the vertical, I adjust the rod a little bit if I want to change bands, and off I go. So there's plus and minuses to both of them. But the big thing is getting out there, so that's what we like to do. We don't hang out much, and that gives us a couple hours to hang out, and then, of course, activate a park and play radio, so that's the kicker there.
Yeah, so I built one of those launchers with a, it's kind of cool. The only reason I don't bring it with me a lot, and why I kind of stick to the whip is because, you know, my launcher is kind of big. I can disassemble it into two pieces. Like, I can disassemble the base from the kind of the where the launcher comes out of, and it can get down to about, you know, 3 feet, you know, basically. But it's still kind of cumbersome to bring with me. But I made it kind of cool. I made it with sprinkler valve, and I got a trigger on it. So, and I put I found a battery-powered pump. So, like a tire pump, but it's really, really small. And so it's basically a continuous, like one unit, so I can turn it on. I can pump the gun up to pressure, and then it kicks off when it's pumped up to pressure, and then I have an auto trigger with battery-powered trigger on it. It just fires the sprinkler pump, and then the thing goes up. It works pretty well. I use it a lot at home for, like, hanging end beds and stuff like that. I just don't bring it around. I just don't bring it out with me that much.
All right. Yeah, that sounds very similar to what Dave's got. He bought his at a trunk swap or something like that, and it's made out of PVC. It's homemade, but it's well-built. Doesn't have a trigger. It's got a big red valve with, you know, like fits in your palm. So you just twist that real quick to make it launch. And he's got the little Ryobi air pump, battery-powered air pump, the small one. And that does the job for him. So sounds similar. So, and you got one. So you got all your options covered. So that's good. But yeah, it's different being in your backyard than at a park. Yeah, I understand that as well. KE8VSI.
Yeah, the cool thing is too, I 3D print the mortars that I put in it. So I've got like
3D type borders, and of course they're like yellow and orange, to try to do something that's high visibility, so I can see it when it comes down through the tree on the other side. But no, I mean, my kids love it, because they love firing that thing off just for fun. Every once in a while, I'll 3D print them a mortar that they can just fire into the air without the reckless abandon.
Ah, very good. Yeah, he's got fun toys. That would be awesome. I can imagine that as a kid, how cool that would be. So, all right, well, I was in the middle of a project here in my office. I heard you talking earlier, and then I heard you talking with Eric. I'm like, man, I got to jump in there and say howdy when I get a chance. So I'm glad to hear you. Hopefully you'll be on a little more.
Yeah, things are settling in with the new law practice. Things seem to be settling pretty good, so I'm hopefully going to be able to at least keep my note on in the office all day. But hey, Greg, it's good talking to you. K8BSI, W8RJD, 73.
All right, we will catch up more soon and maybe get you out to Bald Mountain with us. That'd be cool, too. K8BSI, monitoring.
Yeah, shoot me a text when you guys are thinking about going up there, because I'd be happy to join you guys. W8RJD, 73.
AJ.
KWQ. I bet you're not even listening. KVA8OBU, K4KWQ, beep. KBPO, KV8OBU, K4KWQ. K4KWQ.
Are you done for the week? Has your weekend begun? What's up, Dakota? KE8VSI.
Guess it's none of your business, Greg.
Yep, I guess not.
I got about an hour and a half to go, maybe 2 hours if I feel up to it. W8EAP, back to work.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to go hop in the shower then and get my evening started. I've been busy all day working and doing things that is like work stuff. Like, I don't know. Anyway, have fun at work. KEAPSI.
See, Ryan just connected. Hello, Ryan.
Good afternoon, W8RJD. Yeah, I just connected my my hotspot here. How am I sounding?
Sound fine. Because I'm on the 1990 node, so anybody comes and goes, it announces it. Sean has the 1990 node in his announce mode, so I can hear all the nodes that are connecting and all the nodes that are disconnected. It's kind of annoying, but whatever. I guess it's better this way.
Yeah, I've been using that app. What's the app called? I can't remember. I'll look at it on my phone. Because what it does, I think it's called Node Remote. I've got Node Remote for the iOS. And it's kind of nice. You just program your, like, commonly used nodes in there and stuff, and then you just hit the button on your phone, and as long as I'm connected, it's Wi-Fi here at home. It lets me just set it to whatever node I want. You know, I can even type in a node in there if I want. It's just easier than messing around with the GTMF tone.
Yeah, I see you're connected directly to the 43732 node, where I'm coming in off the 1990 node, because this is HOIP. But anyhow, yeah, check your telegram, and I'll be back in a bit, W8EAP.
Will do. Check the telegram. All right, 73W8RJD.
Oh, it's so nice for it to be Friday.
Galvin, you copy? Can you hear me, Calvin? Press button and wait a half a second and then talk. Hello, Calvin. Call me back.
I don't think Calvin's on here. Hey, who's this?
Oh, that's my fault. I ended up on the wrong frequency. NHKF. He is not on here, and I'm on the wrong frequency. I'm on the repeater. My most sincere apologies.
Well,
you're supposed to look at these things before you hit the transmit button, isn't that it? I think that's the way it's supposed to work.
Trying to reach him on DMR.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't copy that. I gotta go. Anyway, thank you.
That's what that guy said that keyed up on 173 megahertz on his Bofang and gave out his call sign. Keying up on the wrong band, on the wrong, you know, upper and lower frequency readout. So, got busted, but they say it was a mistake, because who would key up on 173? That's the BLM frequency. And that, I don't mean Black Lives Matter. I mean the land management frequency and give out his call sign.
Is that you up there, Phil?
Still McCracken. No, it's Eric, W8EAP.
work yet are still off.
Back to work for 2 weeks now, but I'm getting ready to close up the place, so I can't. I'll be out there when I get out of work. So, yeah, I've been back work 2 weeks now. Everything's going good. Still need back surgery eventually, though. W-A-E-A-P.
All right, throw your name out there. I'm stuck here on 94, so I'll be out for a bit. KJK Joe.
KFHCHY, monitoring this frequency. KFHCHY, monitoring this frequency.
KFHCHY, Joe, how's it going?
KFHCHY, going good. I had to get some settings dialed in on my decoder to get hear you on the other end coming back at me. So I got it all set up now, thanks. KFHCHY.
Anytime, anytime, always only get a radio check to get in there. KFHCHY, Joe.
ZTT Mobile.
Nope, this is Alpha Charlie 8. I'm drawing a blank on my own call. Holy cow. It's Mark. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Mark. My name here is Joey. Doing pretty good. Currently in Howell, heading towards I-96 from M-59. Got to drive up to St. John, drop a trailer off my friend's house, and then go back home to Owasso. So, how's that signal in Howell here? I've never heard the computer actually have activity before.
Yeah, a little bit of pick a time thing, and otherwise, you know, full copy on that, no trouble. ACLT. God, I'm having one of those days. A pleasure. I'm just moseying on around Troy here. Gotta hit the bank and get some equipment I gotta pick up over in Centerline and then head on back home. So, just taking it easy this evening. Yeah, it's been a long week.
Did you just say Troy? If this repeater is the repeater I think it is, and I'll still be, I'm driving my truck and I just glanced down, isn't this repeater in Durand? Or am I on the, or am I taking a different repeater?
Well, am I most likely heading into the Durand node? This is a linked repeater system.
Okay, that makes sense. I was sitting there thinking to myself, man, this repeater's got the best coverage in the state. But, okay, that makes sense.
Go ahead, KJ. Name here is Mark.
Hey, Mark, Tango Oscar Mike, call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. What repeater are you tapping into there? Durand?
We've got, I believe it was Joel.
I didn't get your name
well.
There. Other station. I'm on a repeater that I labeled in my radio Durand.
Programmed
this radio a long time ago, so that might be in Durand, or I might have just been thinking different repeater when I programmed it, but that's entirely possible. Mark, over to you. ZKC Mobile, I-96 and M-59.
You are on the Durand, by the way.
I apologize, I think I stepped on you a little bit. But, yeah, I'm over in Troy. This is K-8 FBI that I'm on.
He's on Durand.
Madison Heights, if I remember correctly. If not, Warren. I forget exactly where the transmitter is on this one. It's been a while since I've talked to Sean, the owner of this node, but, yeah, they got a heck of a setup here. It's a nice network. Over to you, Tom. This is AC8LP.
Yeah, if you're in Troy, then you're bouncing off the Warren repeater. And the other station that's at M59 and 69, he's probably getting into Phil's repeater 500, which is West Bloomfield. And then he gets his call.
That'd be Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Kilo Charlie. And, yeah, I don't know what note I'm on, or what computer I'm on. I just labeled the thing Durand in my radio, so. It could be anything, but, yeah, over in Howell 96 here, heading towards Fowlerville, which, if it's the repeater, I think it is. I'm be getting closer to it, so my signal should get better in theory as I head in a northeast or northwesterly direction. But, yeah, just got off work and got to run some errands here. That requires me driving across half the state. And I'll be off to home, so. Long day. Mark, go ahead.
Real quick, you're on the Niles repeater. 442-625.
You might be closer to NAIS Bancroft. This is on the same frequency. KDMJJ with a CL phone 100 on the Bancroft.
KDMJJ, Jeff. Okay, so which one does the voter say?
KDMJJ. Who's the other station there? Because he was very full quiet. Everybody else is in the bacon. Is there a church, or is there another station in there? Or am I just going crazy?
Talking to Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Kilo Delta 8, Mike Juliet. Juliet, just listening in for a second, about to make a comment. We're probably full quiet. You're probably on the same machine. Over in Bancroft, Tom Oliver's got a 200-foot setup, and I believe this antenna is on the tippy top of that. If you're out by Fowlerville, you might be getting into this machine, because it's got a heck of a footprint. The handle here is Chris. I'll be out of here in a second.
Fair enough. Thanks very much, Chris. I don't know who's after me. KDAZKC, 96 and Fowler Road.
Let's nag it for a minute. I'm at my first stop. I'll be back in a bit. AC8LP. See you guys in a bit.
Hey, okay, I gotta make a phone call real quick. I'll be right back.
KDAZKC on Richmond repeater.
Well, Tom, it looks like they were on the Durand machine, N8IES 442-625. According to the dashboard, they were on that machine. Part of the Central Michigan Emergency Network, the MI-1 network. Meanwhile, the guys down here in Southeast Michigan are on Richmond, Warren, Romeo, it depends, West Bloomfield, part of the FBI network. So two networks actually going on here. Those guys were on the Durand machine, as he correctly identified.
Yeah, I heard somebody say something about Niles, and I didn't know it. It didn't sound like he was sounding like Jeff, that's why I thought that's who it was. Yeah, I don't have the dashboard open, so I couldn't help him out on that one.
I was not aware of any machines in Niles. That's the first time I'd ever heard that. So I wonder if Eric saw NAIES and his brain turned that into Niles.
And it could be he was off for a while.
Had a double there. Who was mobile and monitoring? Oh, might have been my subband. Never mind.
Did you figure out a meal?
My butt has not moved from this chair since we last spoke. So, no. But I'm thinking comfort food. So there's that.
What about that pizza bowl? I don't know, I'm getting some type of either pulled pork. yet. I don't know what Melissa decided. I'll find out when I get home.
Well, there you go. All right, I am definitely getting out of here now. I'm going to go throw some socks and shoes on and figure something out here. I'll still be listening, so don't talk bad about me. W8FU.
I'm by Sean, AC8LT.
Mark!
Sean! Found myself out here. Figured I'd break in and say hi again.
Yeah, very cool. Nice to hear ya. Anyway, I do gotta jump out though, so it's unfortunate that we're crossing paths. I'll be back in here in a bit though, so if you're still here, catch you on AC8LT from W8FU.
73 to W8FU, AC8LT. Hi team, not sure who's in the room next, so I apologize for messing up the rotation.
No worries. I'm always the one that throws the monkey wrench in the works. KCKGO. How's it going, Mark?
It's going pretty good. Just moseying on over to an electronics recycler to pick up some parts today. Headed out there yesterday, grabbed a bunch of stuff, but didn't have any cash on me, so I took care of that. Now on to pick up the rest of what I was going to grab.
Yeah, I'm on my way home. I'm here in Richmond. I live up in Memphis, and not sure what the wife is making for dinner just yet. We got to go to bed early because we have to be up early because we have a mission to pick up pasties in the UP tomorrow. A couple for Sean, a couple for my mother-in-law, a couple for my wife, some for my daughter. So it's going to be a small investment after a five-hour ride.
That definitely does sound like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride there. I haven't had an honest-to-goodness UP pasty in a very, very long time. Though there's a pretty darn good analog here in Clawson, a place called Barb's. She makes a good pasty down here. Best I've found made by us trolls.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. That might be an investment next week.
Yeah, we usually buy them by the dozen, frozen, and then reheat them as need be.
It's kind of like a birthday thing, though. My birthday is next Friday, but we got the set on Saturday, and then my daughter's boyfriend is doing something, so she's staying the night tonight, and then they're driving over to the house early in the morning, and we're taking off as soon as we can. Head on up there and go play around in the leaves.
Well, sounds like a fun trip there. It's been been a very long time since I've been up in the UP area this time of year to see the fall colors. Many years ago did trek up to Quaminon, October time frame, and it was absolutely gorgeous up there. I'm just moseying on around town here, and we'll rock and roll from there. I am currently in Sterling Heights, if my direction brain is correct.
Well, if you're heading east on Big Beaver, then you're in the Sterling Heights. If you were in Troy earlier, DeQuinder is your nice little county line.
I know, it's just been one of those days, and I actually forgot my call sign earlier. That's how my brain's going today. And yeah, I'm eastbound on Big Beaver. I used to live just west of DeQuinder and 16 Mile, or shall I say Metropolitan Parkway. I chuckle saying that because I every now and again would slip up and say, yeah, I'm at the intersection of Big Beaver and 16 Mile. And those that knew the area went, oh, you're which side are you on? Which side of DeQuinder are you on? the others that didn't know the area were like, isn't that the same road?
Yeah, see, I grew up at Metropolitan Parkway in Gratiot. It wasn't called 60 Mile, it was Metro Parkway. And then when you hit the Quinder, then it turns into Big Beaver. And what's really funny is when you got west, east, Big Beaver.
Yep, and the other one, if you pay attention, is the other side of Woodward, it becomes Quarton. And actually, it does look like everything is signed out this way, Metro Parkway. It's no longer signed 16 Mile. I'm rather surprised. But, oh well. It's got enough names to go a ways, eh?
Oh yeah, somebody must have been drinking too much whiskey when they named it. Because yeah, down to Metro Parkway in Macomb County, it's Big Beaver. Like you said, in Troy, in Oakland County, and then you cross over Woodward, and then it turns into Quarton Road. Yep, definitely. Well, it's the same thing with, Northwestern Highway and the Lodge. It switches somewhere around 8 Mile.
I always thought it was when it went topside there, right about 696, and when it became an actual road. That it was called Northwestern as opposed to the Lodge Freeway. But, yeah. And then there's all the rest of those wonderful roads in Oakland County that, I grew up in Sterling Heights and later Shelby Township, so I know all the mile road names. It took me forever to equate 15 to Maple, 16 to Big Beaver, you know, 17 to Waddles, which is the one I'm off of now, my house, that is. 18 to Long Lake and 19 to Square Lake. Those two always mess me up because I always get them switched for some weird reason.
That's like here where I'm at. I'm on, it's called M19 or Memphis Ridge. And then when you get into Memphis, where I live, it's called Main Street. And then when you go north, on M19, then it turns into Kinney Road. So, go figure that one out. KCAKGO4RID.
This is AC8LT. Well, I know Kinney Road. That's cool. Okay. folks have a cabin up near Caseville, so I've driven around that area enough throughout the years. Okay, that's cool. And, yeah, I got a buddy of mine over in Tuscola. You know, it's Orms in front of his house. If you go a little bit west to Genesee, it's Genesee. Or not, is it Genesee? No, yeah. And then you go a little bit further, and it's Jefferson, downtown Frankenmuth. You gotta love how names just change as the case may be. But, yeah.
That's just enough to spoil your brain. I think you and I are old enough where our only thought sometimes is an afterthought.
Either followed by or immediately prefaced with, why did I come in here?
When you're walking around and you got the flashlight on your phone and somebody asks you, what are you doing? I'm looking for my phone. And it's in your hand. Or what, you're reading glasses on top of your head, you forget that they're there.
I have definitely done the former. I have not done the latter because I am absolutely positively blind as a bat. So if they're not on my face, I'm pretty much pulling my best impression of Velma from Scooby-Doo because I am literally that blind.
That's my daughter. She takes out her contacts. She's like, glasses. I can't find my glasses. Dad, can you help me? And here they are. Here's your Coke bottles. She just looks at me, she's like, shut up. You know, and she's what, 28? My gosh, she's going to be 29 in January. It's killing me. And she's my baby.
I know that feeling well. I know that feeling well. My daughter turned 19 earlier this year. My son will turn 18 in about a month. No, 2 months from today.
Oh, My daughter turned 28 in January. My son turned 33 in the beginning of September. My wife turned 54, and I will be 56 next week.
Yep, I turned 48 earlier this year, so yeah. I actually was chuckling at the fact that my ham radio license is old enough to drink now. It threw me off last year when I realized, oh man, I got to actually renew my license again. Because it's every 10 years, you don't think about it till it's time, you know?
Yeah, I got 3 more years before I renew my license for another 10 years, and this will be my 3rd trip around the moon on that one.
Yep. It's weird how time moves, but we do our best. We do what we can. And we try to have a good time doing it. That's at least what I've been trying to do. And I had a near miss a couple of years back, and that kind of changed my outlook on life a little bit.
Well, believe me, my medical history, I've had my foot in that pine box on more than one occasion.
The first 3-month stint, I stopped counting at $2 million in bills. Trust me, I get it.
Yep, about 5 years ago, around this time. My wife is in the hospital because her brain decided to go dirt to dirt on her. And, well, luckily she's still here, but, yeah, she skated around that 6-foot hole quite a bit that week.
Oof, okay, well, sorry to hear that. Glad she's doing better. Definitely. Glad she's doing better. But, well, like I said, heading down to my local electronics recycler, they got some parts I need to do a project, so. And right now the price they got is right. So, that's why I'm heading down.
Sounds like fun. I gotta get in the house, get it checked by my dogs, and I gotta grab a DLP and take it up to City Hall and set up a presentation laptop and DLP for a meeting that the City Council is having on Monday. They asked me to show up because I'm the Planning Commissioner. I'm like, I ain't gotta work because it's right in the middle of work and this is too short of a notice to take a day off. So I'm gonna say 73 on your final. Looks like I gotta go pick a pumpkin in the backyard. And I will chat at you later. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Parts recycler? Who is that, pray tell?
Sorry, radio freaked out. It's toasty warm. I probably should stop chatting. AC at LP is clear.
Bye.
KFADRC, and a WKZ Center. And a WKZ, which is a good center.
This is KDHZSK. Is the frequency in use? All right, nothing heard. This is KDHZSK with the Wayne County repeater crawl. Just looking for a few friends. We won't be long. We try and keep our visits to 10 minutes or less. So let's go to KDHYVH. Tom, I'll copy.
Keith, got another full sighting. 5x9, 5x9.
Thank you, YVH. I agree. You are a solid 5x9. Nice and quiet here. Let's try NHPDL.
Okay, Keith, we got a 5-9 plus here, and ATVL.
Very nice, Chris. Yep, it's loud and clear, full quiet in here. Well done, you are 5x9, so let's try VE3FIO.
Keith, you're a 5-9 plus, and I'm at 15 watts.
Alrighty, good work there, Tom. 15 watts, I can't tell. You are loud and clear, full quieting to me. Let's try 88FK.
Solid 5-9 onto this repeater in the Madison Heights. 88FK.
Yeah, very nice one. Yep, you are loud and clear on this one. Keep it in the radio memory for sure. So let's go to KE8PMK.
Hey, Keith, I've got you at a 5-9, triple plus. Again, you're real quiet on this one, KE8PMK.
PMK, I agree with you. This one sounds very good. This is the KC8LTS repeater in Detroit. Let's go to KE8BZJ.
This is KE8BZJ. I've got you to 5-9 plus.
Wow, you sound great on this one, Mo. Yeah, especially considering the distance. So, well done. You are a solid 5x9. Let's go to KF8CHY.
KF8CHY, I've got you loud and clear, 5x9. And boy, I had my squelch off on the previous stop at HP, and I didn't hear anything. But I'm real quiet and real strong here on this one. KF8CHY.
Hey, very nice. Thank you, Sean. So, yep, we didn't hear you. I thought it broke the squelch. We even doubled back because Rafi thought he heard you. But, yeah, it was a no-go. Let's go to WN8AJim.
Yep, I read this one 5x8. 5x8 with full quieting. Good signals, WN8A.
I agree, WI8X.
WI8X recognized. All right. So, Jim, we've got you at a solid 5x9, and it is like full quieting. This sounds very good. Let's go to WHBPA.
Keith, you're 5x9, and I'm still on 10 watts WHBPA.
All right, very good, Vladimir. Vladimir, it sounds a little fuzzy, like it's over-modulated or something, but I got you. I'd still call it a 5x9. Let's go to K8SSH. Paul.
I can hear you a whole lot better on this one. This is a 5-9 with absolutely no background noise. This is K8SSH.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I agree. This seems to be the quietest one so far on the UHF side. So I've got you at a good solid 5x9. Let's go to K8HE.
Okay, Keith. 5-8 signal. You don't look at the meter again. 5-9. Sounds great. Back to you. This is K8HB.
All right. Very good. Yeah, most of the time we don't look at the meter, especially when I'm driving. All right. Just for this exercise. How about, because you're 5x9 here, let's go to WA8PTV.
Yeah, Keith, this is Whiskey Alpha 8 Papa Golf Victor. You are a 5-9 plus in Sterling Heights. Very quiet background. Back to you.
All right, very nice, Dan. You're making a great copy here with a very light background, for sure. 5x9 easy. K1 DKE.
Keith, it's 5-9, full quieting. K1, DK.
Yes, sir, you are as well. Good, strong, loud and clear 5-9 signal. So let's try N8BGD.
Keith, you're another 5-9 triple plus at 10 watts. You probably won't hear me on Ann Arbor, but I'll be able to hear it, I expect. This is N8BGD.
All right, thank you, Rafi. Thank you, thank you. Yep, you're 5-9 here. Making a real good, strong signal into Detroit. So let's try KF8EQS, Rob.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Quebec Foxtrot. Yeah, you're coming in 5-9 triple plus, full quieting. This thing's so strong, it's dead quiet all over the place. I could hear you very well, 5-9 from Beverly Hills, but I must not have had my squelch code set right. Thank you.
Hey, very good, Rob. That's part of the fun with doing this. We get to learn a little bit more about our radios and if they're configured for the repeaters and stuff like that. So, well done that you recognize that. Welcome to the club. All of us have had some change or some learning we had to make. All right, 88WA Bill, what do you hear?
Yeah, Keith, I've got you at 5-9 double plus, 88WA.
Very good, Bill. Thank you. And WBATKL?
WBATKL, 5-9, full quieting, no hiss, pure signal.
All right, very good. Is there anyone else that would like to join us on the Wayne County Repeater Call? Now's the time to call.
W18X is down there.
WI8X. WI8X is here, go ahead.
Chris twice. Chris, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. We're headed next.
All right, welcome, Chris. And we are headed to Ann Arbor. And the frequency there is 146.96. You won't need a PL, so I hope you'll meet me there. Many thanks to KC-LTS for the use of the repeater. This is KD8ZSK, and, well, I'll be quick.
Where are you going after Ann Arbor? Because I won't be able to follow you there.
Simplex 146.56. 146.56, then Livonia 145.35. And then finally back to 145.33. KD8ZSK is clear.
Right, X.
KF8DRC from NHWJZ 600. NHWJZ clear.
WABD, standby.
KDACLB testing.